It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hello.
We are the Aristocrats. I am Derek. With me, as always, we have Matthew.
Andy.
Steve.
Sean, you haven't looked so good in your entire life.
Ooh.
Oh, that's insensitive.
I'm sleeping in a casket for a week.
That's insensitive. Guys, come on.
Oh, that's not Sean. That's Matt.
Guys, come on. We all know what happened to Sean, and it's really hurtful.
It is, and I'm saddened by this.
Can I get, and Kevin,
sorry,
by the way.
Oh, and Kev.
Can I get into the Sean thing?
Kevin!
If you want to.
And this is hard to talk about because I know people who deal with these kind of things
and
in their life.
I can tell by the tone of your voice that this isn't a shoot, so go ahead.
Sean, as we've talked about, has a cyst in his balls and a shitting problem. And, oh God, it hurts me.
Never stopped me from coming here, God damn it.
He ended up, the cyst exploded and went out his ass, which caused severe rectal bleeding, and Sean bled out. And I would just like to say, rest in peace, Sean. It's a great friend, great buddy. Great. What?
That's purely speculation, because I heard something totally different.
Well, what'd you hear?
What? Well, I heard that he was shopping.
This could be like those Undertaker stories.
Yeah.
And then he was there.
I saw him slide down a slide.
Now he was on top of the hearse. Now, see, the Undertaker.
What you were saying is totally speculation. Because what I heard was he was shopping for his proteins and, you know, his ginkgo biloba.
Hello.
And he was attacked by a zombie on bath salts. And
wow.
He was, you know, perished.
Hmm.
I like that one.
Matt?
I just heard he quit.
That's basically it.
That's
probably my phone because it's still trying to tweet.
You're gay with your phone.
Your house is gay.
It's only your house.
Yeah.
Every one of them. See ya.
Oh, what? What was that?
I don't know. I had a button.
Residual noise? Is that
so,
what
what's going on, guys?
Guts going on, guys.
Guts this. We had the 4th of July last week.
Quite eventful.
Which sucked because it was on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
That really ruined the week.
It does. It really does. I like it
everybody
when it's
was
on,
saying that.
If it's on like a Tuesday or a Thursday, then where I work, they give us the Monday or Friday off as well.
Yeah.
So we got like a nice 4-day weekend.
I hear that.
But instead, we just got Wednesday off. So it's like work, work, no work, work, work. And it kind of blew.
Yeah, it throws everything off.
It does.
I spent all Wednesday saying to my chick, it's not Saturday.
Yeah.
It's not Saturday.
And I woke up the next day having to go to work, and then my car wouldn't start. So I had to call out of work.
Sure.
Aww.
Sure.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sucks donut.
What?
It's a sucks donut.
All right, I can't do the chat on this.
Oh, my, it's just too much.
Well, because I can't see. Sorry, Clutch. Yeah, Steve can't get in the chat because of Java.
It won't update.
Java. Why won't it update? Just reset.
I did all that shit.
Reboot.
I reboot your
did
ass.
You close the browser and then open it up again?
Hit F5. It refreshes everything.
Did you try turning your computer off and back on?
Function yes. F5.
What function? So anyway, did anybody have any fun New Year's?
Not New Year's.
Fuck me.
I had fun.
4th of July?
I drew a cute picture on 4th of July.
Yeah, you did. It's a little too inside to bring to the
well,
show. But it's basically me inside of another, believe it or not, larger person's body.
Significantly larger, like a third larger.
Yes. And we are, I guess, emulating Krang and what can only be known as Krang's body.
Krang's android body.
Here, yes. I thought you were the presentation on a white trash Teletubby.
Or that.
Well, I tell you, he is tubby.
It does look like I have a trucker hat, though.
Yeah, yeah. And I tried to squish it in there.
Yeah.
Better than your bald melon.
But I do, yeah, it is. I do, now I want a hat with my initials on it.
Yes. I put his initials on his wristband there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I almost had my hand set on fire on July 4th.
Oh. Now,
this is what I'm looking for.
So, because I come from such a classy family, my cousin decided that July 4th was a great day to drive his pickup truck onto the front lawn of his parents' house.
Hang on, my sarcasm detector just went off big time.
So anyway, we're all hanging out in the back of the truck and playing bocce ball.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously the ones playing aren't in the truck.
Okay.
My cousin runs over to me with a cup with a, what the fuck's that called? A bottle rocket, I guess?
Oh,
I
God.
Oh, no.
In the cup and goes, here, hold this, and lights it real quick. So I'm like, oh, what do I do, what do I do? Instead of the bottle rocket shooting up in the air, it launched backwards onto my hand.
Here's the thing about bottle rockets. People think that they fly off the stick. They don't. The stick goes with it.
Yeah.
So if you hold a bottle rocket, it's just going to explode a couple inches from your hand. There was a video I saw online of some guy.
You gotta like push it as it goes like, as you light it.
He put like two bottle rockets in his ass.
What?
While he was lying on the ground and they lit them. And all he did was shoot sparks into his ass and then blow up. And then he's running around with a black ass, like a cartoon character.
That's the biggest black ass I've ever seen.
You ever hear that song?
And I like it.
So I had fucking molten bottle rocket residual on my hand and a nice blister the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Pop that shit.
Yeah. So that was my fun.
That was good.
And but my reaction was, dude, that sucked. And he's like, oh, shit. And then he handed me a Coors Light.
Hold it with your hurt hand.
Yeah.
No shit. So what'd you guys do for the 4th of New Year's Eve?
Stuff.
Oh, yeah?
We came here and ate.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get here till like after 7 o'clock, though.
Steve went off the grid for a while.
Yeah, I took off.
He disappeared.
Where'd you go?
I went to Rhode Island.
What?
I just took off.
The fuck? What are you?
You know,
what are you, Jack Kerouac? You just fucking hop in a car and leave?
Yeah. Well, life was like a big stress ball at the moment. And I was like, you know what? My wife's been begging me to go to her sister's, so I was like, let's just go. So we went. But
wait, you went to Rhode Island?
Yeah.
But Matt came here.
This was after.
Okay, all right.
Dude, don't forget, 4th of July was on a fucking Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. It sucked. We were just talking about that. Yeah. Off air or on air?
On air, you
kind
of
on air. Yeah.
So. The actual 4th of July was okay because we got a nice view of Hazlitt's fireworks right from outside our door.
Yeah.
They they blow up right over the fucking trees right here.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So I sat outside with the kids, neighborhood parents, and then the pedophile. I got a nice picture of him. He brought
alleged.
His lawn chair and shit. Yeah.
Alleged.
Watching.
Alleged.
Pedophile.
Alleged pedophile.
I thought you were saying the legend.
No.
The legend.
You can't make open accusations like that.
That's the legend of pedo.
Sure you can.
Until there's a note.
He's an Irish guy. Pete O'File.
Until there's a note in your mailbox stating.
Yeah.
Or until he comes knocking at your door and tells you so.
Imagine how embarrassing that must be.
You know what?
I actually considered doing that because I had really noisy upstairs neighbors in one apartment
just
I lived
shut
in.
Them up.
Just going up there. And they had kids. Just going up there and be like, hi, I have to let you know that I am a registered sex offender.
I think you thought of the consequences before you went up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think good. So.
Yeah, especially in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Speaking of
is this the new neighborhood?
Oh, no, this was the old hood. This is the burg.
The older hood.
The burg.
Speaking of embarrassing.
Yeah, you could do it there.
Go ahead. Embarrassing.
You
didn't fuck another stuffed animal.
No. Towards the end of last week, I was openly ripped apart by Opie from Opie and Anthony.
Ah, yes. And we forgot to talk about it last week.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it until like 5 days after it happened.
Matt was pissed because I told him when he was drawing your picture.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
He had no idea.
Yeah, you are officially the first aristocrat to be verbally bitch slapped by Opie.
And you know what?
And you were almost proud of it.
I was. I felt good.
Yeah, he was like pissed. He was like, oh my God, this is great.
I heard the reply.
Yeah.
And I'm going to admit, it was a pretty shallow reply.
Yes.
He was very, like, personally offended by the comment. It's like, when you get personally offended when somebody makes fun of somebody else, I kind of take them less seriously.
Well, I mean, that you never really listened to ONA, right?
Don't matter.
No, well, if you listen to
it don't matter.
I mean, Kevin, you heard it, right?
I actually, that happened right as I was, right before I got in my car to drive to work. So I missed that whole part of the show.
I have it on my phone.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't get it to the computer.
Well, see, do you want me to set it up?
Yeah, set it up.
Basically, he was overly excited about the fact that Jerry Seinfeld is going to be on Louie, which is a great show. I don't know if you ever watched
it. Very good show, yeah.
And but he was popping huge for Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. So I just tweeted.
So he should.
I guess.
Keep in mind, allegedly, you have been openly hating Jerry Seinfeld for
since I was
quite
two.
A while.
As long as I've known you,
quite since a while. I was two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna get to something after this.
So basically, I tweeted him back saying, "Okay, great. Let me know when those episodes are so I can take them off my DVR. I don't want to watch it. It's overrated. Jerry Seinfeld's overrated.
Yeah, pound overrated. Or
and he got fucking pissed.
Now, he didn't say your name.
No, he didn't use my name.
He just
but he
generically like paraphrased the tweet. But Steve knew it was him.
If we want, we can post the pictures of my tweet. I took a snapshot.
It's typical shoe promo thought. Like, I don't want to put the guy over, but I'm going to say what he did.
Precisely. Yeah. He's like, you know what? This bothered me enough that I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to give the guy direct credit for pissing me off, basically.
Okay. I got you tweeted Opie, Jerry Seinfeld, Louis C.K., and FX Networks.
Yes. I wanted them to fucking know.
Yes.
And you put...
Yes.
One executive at FX is like, dear God, this man doesn't like it. Pull the show.
Shut it down.
Hey, I'm not alone.
It's true, though, but go ahead.
Let me know when. Let me know which ones I can... Wait. Let me know which ones so I can cancel those eps off my DVR. And then in big old capital letters, Jerry Seinfeld is overrated. And so I guess Opie got that on air. And let me see if I can. I'm literally going to put my phone up to the mic. So excuse me.
Go for it.
Fucking tweeting it. Louis getting beat up for having him.
Why?
What?
Because people are assholes. Like, Jerry Seinfeld's so overrated. Can you please tell me which episodes he's going to be on so I don't watch?
Without even knowing,
like, in what capacity he's going to be on.
Thank you.
Yeah, so okay. That's basically it.
Okay. Without even knowing what capacity he's going to be on. So basically what they're saying is, number one, Steve's not allowed to dislike Jerry Seinfeld. Number two, that it matters. Like, even if Jerry Seinfeld wrote a single joke that was going to be on the show, or if he made a cameo, or if he was getting killed on the show,
my favorite
Steve
one,
doesn't man. Like him.
I kind of see it where he's saying, like, if you like the show, you don't know what Jerry's doing on the show, so why would that stop you from watching?
Well, yeah, his point was,
boycott
it's not like
Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, it's not like, you know,
because, you know, that's really going to hurt Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah,
well, no, listen,
that's not Jerry's that's not Steve's Jerry's point. Hang on, Jerry's not going to walk on to Louis' show and go, "What's the deal with fabric softener?"
He might, but he's going to.
He ever does.
What Opie was saying, and this is Derek speaking for any pests that want to. what Opie was saying was, fine, hate Jerry Seinfeld, but know that Louis C.K. is going to incorporate him into the show as he does everybody else, and if you like the show, you will like Jerry Seinfeld in the show. Case in point. I do not like Dane Cook. I liked him on the show. I actually do not like...
Please say Matthew Broderick.
No.
Because he was on the show.
No, I like Matthew Broderick. The comedian. He was on The Man Show after Carolla and...
Joe Rogan.
Basically what you're saying...
Not Joe Rogan, but the other one.
Basically, and I'm going to take this to the extreme.
Right, you know what I'm talking about, though, right? Total brain fart. No disrespect to him. Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
I don't like him as a comedian, but I think he did a great job on the show. So that's all Opie was saying was, hey, if you like the show, watch it.
I'm talking directly about his response.
Yes.
You know, like, it doesn't matter. He doesn't like Jerry Seinfeld, and he's just voicing his opinion.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. They had to make fun of him for it. They didn't even have to read it. Like, they literally made fun of him for a shallow point. Like, he wanted a reaction out of them. Yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually think they did. No one ever reads my tweets.
Of course. But you know there's the chance it could happen, and it happened.
In Opie's defense, he did a perfect impression of Steve.
He did. You do talk like that, Steve.
How does he know what I sound like?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, when's the show going to come?
Oh, God.
But my overall thing was I went out and I asked you guys personally who's got my back in this fight.
He didn't ask me.
Nobody.
And I didn't ask Matt because I assume, because he's a Jerry Seinfeld show fan.
I love Seinfeld. Like, I love the show.
I didn't like it for a very long time, and I think I just might have been too young to get it.
It's possible.
Yeah. I watch it now, and...
Oh yeah, I like
make a point to watch it.
I like it even more now than I did like when it was on the air, and I probably didn't get into it until maybe like the third or fourth season. But I can understand why Steve doesn't like Jerry. Like, I can totally understand that.
Listen,
it's just like I love Dave Matthews Band.
Oh,
I hate
faggy.
Dave,
you should stop.
But
talking.
I hate Dave Matthews. I hate him.
See, now the thing is I.
Why do you hate Dave Matthews?
Credibility meet window.
After I asked you guys if you're gonna
up in the morning.
After I asked you guys if you're gonna back me up,
crash.
You guys went out and
him
you
to me. Sorry,
you guys.
I got this growl in my tummy. I'm gonna stop it today.
You guys started asking the general public what they thought.
Don't drink the water. There's mud in the water.
And there was an overwhelming response of people that hated Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
A lot of people don't like
it. It was
him.
Like 6-1.
Like, well, I think you posted it on our Super Secret Aristocrats page, right?
Well, that and then Kev.
Yeah, and you're like, who's got me?
Super Secret Aristocrats page on the air. Everyone needs to know.
There is a Super Secret Aristocrats posting page that only we have access to. And that's all you need to know.
But it's the only way we can all get together for prep.
Exactly. But it's been working out lovely.
It really has.
And Kevin had set it up. So thank you, Kevin.
Welcome.
But you were just like, who's got my back? And everyone's just kind of like, no, I like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I like him. Sorry.
I just think it's a great opportunity for publicity. But we didn't get a mention, so.
No, well, yeah.
Like, if he would have actually said, like, some idiot at Too Rude Rogers and Steve's followers would have, like, blown up.
Well, there actually was one guy on Twitter that immediately went to Steve and was like, oh, they're talking about you.
That's how I found out. Yeah. I had no clue. All of a sudden, my
they must have searched the tweet or, like, something like that.
I thought it was fucking great.
Or maybe they follow you and they
well, yeah, they follow you and
they heard and they saw the tweet and they were like, oh, wow, they're making fun of him.
OMG at Too Rude Rogers. They're talking about you right now.
So,
yeah, so that was
so if you would have heard it live, you could have capitalized on that. He could have just been like, I'm the guy.
You could have called in and been
called
like,
in, right? Yeah.
No, I'm imagining.
And gotten your ass handed to you by everyone on the show.
Now, I'm imagining that the phone's probably immediately lit up, which is supposed to be like, fuck Seinfeld. and none of them got through.
Probably.
No, I was the guy. I was the guy that tweeted
it. It was me. I was the ignorant fool who said that.
But just for the record, I did watch the first two episodes of Louis for this season, and that was very good.
Yeah, it sounds a good show.
I enjoy his show.
Was one of them the one where you found out his wife was black?
Yeah, what was that?
I think that was just one of those weird Louis things to throw in there.
He was like, I got to call my wife, and then this black woman picks up the phone.
This is the third season, right?
Yes, yeah. And I'm just like, and this is the first time.
First time you're seeing the wife.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was weird that they said her name in the show.
They talk about her, like Vera from Cheers?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Okay. But and then he calls this woman up and she picks and she's a black woman. Now he has two white as hell kids,
white blonde haired children.
So
who
I'm
have
like,
changed a couple times as the show's gone on.
And when I first I first saw that scene because I watched it again with my chick,
my chick.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe it's like a babysitter. I don't know who the hell that is. And then I saw it again. I'm like, that's supposed to be his wife.
Yeah.
Like that's really weird.
Yeah, because he's a pale, redheaded guy, and
I guess
she's
he's
black.
Just so,
yeah, Clutch
so pale.
Points that out in the chat.
He's so pale that if he has sex with a black woman,
he makes
an Aryan.
Wow,
comes out.
That he actually
not one but two.
Somehow his genes are the dominant ones. They're so white.
They're just like
uh-uh. I seen the preview for this coming weeks, and Matt would actually love it. The guy, he goes to the beach. And he goes to pull his shirt off, and then all of a sudden he just starts checking out like chicks' cans and their legs and their bikinis, and then just leave his shirt on.
Yeah.
So why would I love that?
Because it's funny.
Oh.
And it's what you would do if you went.
Ginger kids, ginger father, mocha wife. Mm-hmm. That's what Clutch says.
Oh, hell no.
It's very quiet here today. It's kind of relaxing.
I wish Sean was here.
I'm used to more people being over there.
Yeah, there's no people talking. Mm-hmm. There's no dog chewing things. There's nobody talking over us.
Can we get an NPR echo on here?
How about if I just put like a crackling fireplace
ooh,
in the background? Yeah.
How relaxing.
Ooh, like a Yule log.
And some soft music.
The frothy sound of crackling ass.
Yeah, so I had a very interesting week.
I would love to hear about it.
For two moments I got nothing. In particular, and I started telling you guys about this beforehand. I'm not going to name the bar, but I am the Piss Olympics champion,
woo!
As I mentioned to you guys. The men's room of this bar happened to have the storage for it is above the men's room. So there's a ladder going up to the attic. Mm-hmm. So me and my buddies decided it'd be a good idea to start urinating off of the ladder.
Of course.
And it started with two separate guys going in there, taking pictures of themselves from the top of the ladder with a bowl full of piss.
From the top.
Yeah. So then I had to up that. So I climbed the ladder with my head in the insulation of the ceiling of the room.
Very interesting.
And took a picture of the stream actually leaving my penis going into the bowl.
Always got a one-up.
Yeah. Well, then somebody decided to top that. So they went in there and took a video
so
of themselves.
So actually a picture of your penis.
Well, no. The head just doesn't make it.
Really? So you just get that.
You see the stream arcing.
Yeah, the event horizon.
Beautifully. Like a rainbow into the toilet. So then my buddy decides, well, all right, I got to top this. So he takes a video of himself pissing from the top of the ladder. Not to be outdone. I just climbed the ladder and pissed everywhere but the toilet in that bathroom.
That was strictly because you had bad aim, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was because my penis is so small. It just was all running off my balls.
The force of your urine actually pushes your penis in all different directions. like a
water wheel.
A wild garden hose.
Now, I work a couple blocks from this place.
Yikes.
And sometimes on the way home, you know, I have one of my little stomach attacks.
Oh,
and I've considered going in there.
You don't.
Knowing that there's obviously a bathroom. It's a bar. It's
and
not
it's
very
a
crowded.
Single bathroom with a lock and everything.
Yeah, so, you know, because I've gone in Stewart's, I've gone in, you know, gas stations. But now I will never go there.
Stick to Stewart's.
Yeah, which I don't think they're much better.
Because you might be sticking to the seat elsewhere.
Well, even pre-Kev, well, I used to go in there with Sean.
Pre-Kev.
And I used to go in the bathroom with Sean and just hang out with him.
Meaning before he hung out with Kevin.
And he would piss all over the handicap handlebars, the fucking flusher, everything.
That's
so
fucking nasty.
Why do people do that?
That's just stupidity.
Like, I can see because they were, like, doing a contest, but that sounds like he just does that.
See, me, I used to do that with my friend Mike at Matt's old place of employment. We used to go into
when you were, like, 17.
I'd still do it today.
That's just fucking
We used to go in there and just, like, piss all
As
over
a
the
person
place.
Who needs to use these
That's
restrooms
he,
in emergency situations.
Yes, like, in the most vital of
go
scenario.
Go fuck yourself.
You know, he has an incident on the way home, and he needs a clean place to evacuate his bowels.
All right, so
and
bloody,
36 isn't very clean.
So bloody peanut poo is about to fly out of your ass.
Yes.
And you have nowhere else to go.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing but a pissy toilet seat. What do you do?
He goes behind a Wendy sign.
No toilet paper or nothing. Do you just use your sock?
I don't know what I would
clean
do.
Up.
What have you done in that situation?
I've always managed to find somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, been able to go or find toilet paper or whatever. Yeah.
I will admit, I will cap the story by saying I did wipe the toilet off. After.
Okay. Right. Just the toilet.
He carried
I felt
with your
wipes.
Shoe?
I felt guilty.
Now, do you have that video? Do you think you could put the sound to the mic and let the listeners just hear?
Will that translate? I know I tried it before, but...
Oh, it was working.
Get it right
real
up
well.
Against it.
Matt, you got to hear that. This.
I'm listening.
That's me breathing. There it goes.
Boost the feed.
That is the sound of urine slapping the wall.
I heard a little bit hitting the fucking water off.
Well, I was swaying it back and forth.
Well, at least some of it got in the toilet.
Dude, if my house is ever on fire, man, I hope you're here.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I wish I like had that like personality to do that because I could never do that.
Climb
a
ladder? Wish
no, I'm just saying it'd be funny. Like if I could like just do that.
It is funny.
Just like helicopter it
oh,
just
man,
all over the place.
I wish I could piss off a ladder.
Now, Derek, I know you're.
I wish I could climb up a ladder.
I know you're anti-peeing in public. On a fucking restroom, fucking
well, yeah.
walls, but like not in the moment. It's
in
hilarious.
The receptacle.
I'm sure it
and
is.
You giggle to your
just,
car.
Just imagine the moment when you walk out of those doors and you show all your buddies your piss everywhere in that bed
and all over yourself.
It's
How'd
so
you not
great.
I didn't get a drop on me.
Wow.
I did not get a drop
impressive.
On me.
That now, you know of.
I got good hips.
It's great when you do it, but when you're done afterwards, you're like, ah, fucking, I feel bad.
And then you see some like crippled guy
which is why I
waddling in there. You're like, oh, shit.
And his crutch slips in a puddle of piss.
He falls.
I did promptly have us leave after the.
Of course. Did you pee on the ladder?
No. No. Come on, man. People got to climb up that.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Uncalled for.
Well, yeah. Contractor touching your piss.
So then my week continued as I had my first dark match in professional wrestling over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, and by that I mean a huge storm hit and the lights went out in the building we were wrestling in and the show kept going.
Oh, I thought you wrestled like with a bunch of black guys.
Oh no, I already did that. They're called the Nigerian Nightmares.
Wow. That's only two guys, but there's many
there
as
are
four.
A whole bunch.
So we're doing a show in South Jersey, and as most of you know, a huge storm hit over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So halfway through the second match of the show, all power went out. So what they ended up doing was it was in like a factory type thing. So they pull up the garage doors and people pulled their cars in to shine some light in there. But there was a cool moment. Once the lights went out, the match that was going on at that very moment just stopped. Like, both guys were just standing in the ring looking at each other awkwardly.
What do we do?
Well, then one whole section of the crowd all picked up their cell phones and turned the lights on.
That's pretty funny.
So then the next side, cell phones and lighters go up. And then the third side, which only three sides had chairs, they all throw their cell phones up. And the crowd explodes in applause.
That's awesome.
And then the two guys finished their match, and the crowd was so hot. But once that match was over... Yeah. There was nothing left.
How many now they're like, okay, this sucks. My phone's going to die. Fuck it.
How many phones were there?
There's probably about 100 people total.
Okay. Yeah. So you had 100 cell phones. You got some kind of light going on.
And then after that, they had to slow the show down to pull cars in to get some headlights on the ring. But the problem is the headlights are on level with the crowd sitting there. So it's just a bunch of shadows of people on the ring. And, I mean, not to say the wrestling was bad, but nobody could see what was going on.
Yeah.
So they ended up nixing a few matches, and they cut intermission, and the show was over by 8:30. That started at 7.
Wow.
That was that. But I made it home in time for UFC, so that was
there
good.
You go.
Home in time for tea.
Yeah, so I pirated UFC.
You what? That
was my night. What?
Huh? You son of a...
You mean you purchased it live on pay-per-view?
No, I meant I watched it with an eye patch on.
Oh. Yar.
My eventful weekend.
Get it, Bart? RDRR?
So Matt, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Oh.
I just sat around and watched the World Championships for Mortal Kombat this weekend.
Ooh.
Which one of my sponsored guys won.
Nice.
Just a couple hours ago.
Why weren't you there?
Too much going on.
Oh. I'd have to, for one.
Well, I would have had to take off Thursday and Friday and then like Monday and probably Tuesday from work.
Yeah.
And there's just too much going on. I could have went in yesterday and today, but I was just like, I can't.
Where was
do
all
it
this going on?
Las Vegas.
Oh.
See, Matt, a real professional would have left right after the victory, flown home, and been to work tomorrow.
It couldn't happen.
How you know?
Couldn't happen.
He's too poor.
You could have been in Vegas celebrating the victory, popping bottles, bagging whores.
Listen, Matt is sweating talking on mic right here.
Can you imagine him in Vegas?
It would have been bad. I just would have left the building.
It's probably very well air-conditioned wherever.
Yeah,
probably.
But, yeah, something like 300 players from Mortal Kombat. $20,000 bonus from Warner Brothers.
Whoa.
Just for Mortal Kombat. So that means the winner probably got close to that. Probably, I'll say, maybe between $12,000 and
$15,000. Damn.
Just for winning.
Dizzying.
And he wouldn't have gone there if it wasn't for us.
There you go, man. You Combat Network.
You
can
buy a
Network
lot of
.com.
Postcards with that money.
Yes, you can. Or a car.
Yeah. Nice car.
Yeah.
Hey, reasonable car.
You could put a nice down payment on a car and have like a $20 a month car payment.
So, Derek, what else you got?
I would like to see Matt in Vegas. It would be funny if Matt went to Vegas and just totally turned into like an alcoholic gambler.
Wow. Overnight.
Yeah, overnight. Just like
pissing on stalls.
Yeah. Total he's got like a 20s.
It'd be like one of those movies, you know?
Yeah.
Just banging hookers and stuff.
Yeah. Before he knows.
Yeah. Wow.
I just wanted to hear the song. Matt driving around, his hair's down. Going in the wind. He's got hookers flopping in the car.
Matt takes
the one elbow on the driver's door just cruising.
Yeah, exactly. Big roller. Then loses
big
everything.
Big roller.
Big.
Big roller.
He's got his glasses on, but then sunglasses on his forehead.
And both would have a ridiculous tan line.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Then they give him a coupon for a free buffet. Oh, that's it.
I wonder if Whoa. Matt. I wonder if Matt headbutts somebody that he would leave like a chalk stain on someone. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, chalk stain. That would be pretty ridiculous.
What just happened anyway?
It's pretty. I went to uncross my legs and my foot his headphone wire.
I didn't see that. I just saw Matt's head.
It perfectly like took the headphones right off.
Just sitting perfectly still.
What's the time on this?
His headphones just fly off.
What's the time on this?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be off because I recorded earlier.
Oh, I'm sweating because I'm like, oh,
my God.
Wow.
Matt takes Vegas.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sorry.
Viva Lost Wages. That's actually a joke from, by the way, it's about 35 minutes into the show. So.
Oh, that's what you wanted to know.
Yes.
Okay. That's easy enough.
That's what? A joke from Eek the Cat.
Oh, my God.
Eek
fuck that
the
show.
Cat. Dude, fuck you. You don't have, you had no idea what like quality entertainment is.
A purple cat.
Hmm. Yes.
Yes.
With a lisp and a big fat girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nah, huh. It was funny.
Name Annabelle.
I don't remember a single thing about Eek the Cat.
Yes.
Is this the intro to Eek the Cat?
Yes.
Oh, Eek.
Oh, Eek.
This was a fantastic show.
This
Shark
is
Dog.
Created by Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, his theme
weird.
Music was awesome.
I hope the listeners can understand how much this show sucks just by listening to this.
I think I missed...
this is probably like Buckethead playing theme music.
I missed Eek the Cat in favor of the other second-rate cat show, Heathcliff.
Heathcliff, yes. Yeah. I mean, Heathcliff was like, meh, but I like the Junkyard Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Junkyard Cats were awesome.
And the chick was hot.
What? She was. Yes. Daphne.
Is that her name?
Yes.
I'd probably fuck her stuff
with
down.
With the knee-high socks or whatever and like the...
Yeah.
Here we go. Heathcliff.
Ben W. 73%.
Yeah.
Please remain seated. Your video will be in shortly.
People have to put their own dumb intros.
Would you cut the shit out?
I know. It's all Windows.
Ben
Windows
W. 73. Yeah.
They even
ass.
Put the little fucking film splice thing.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Oh, wow, this is all digitally remastered.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ride
it's
that
on,
dog.
It's on Netflix now.
Heathcliff could even be older than Garfield.
Now, I remember this. I like this show.
Yeah.
This was pretty bad.
Yeah, the Junkyard Cats were awesome.
Mongo.
Yeah, Mongo. Friggin' Wordsworth.
Now
there's the chick. See, there's the hot cat. Like, what?
I missed her. I was looking away.
You'll see her again, I think.
I said right away in the bathtub.
Is she going to be naked?
Yeah, like the Heathcliff part I could deal with that one. But.
Oh, my God, dude. Heathcliff's riding a rocket.
A little
moves.
Pretzel.
A little red rocket.
It doesn't spill a drop.
Is that her?
Not her.
No, not her. Not that thing. All right, here we go. God, why can't I? I can never remember the name.
Oh yeah,
I can never remember the name of the cat, the bad guy.
I love the.
He has like a cool name. It's
I love
like,
the key change there.
Yeah.
Mine.
Wow.
I don't know why that wasn't in the TV reverse theme show. I should have added that.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
You know what I was watching today, which I totally forgot about. I even mentioned it on Facebook. Was The Brothers Grunt?
Yes.
On MTV.
Yes.
I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank.
Same here.
I saw somebody else comment that they remember the name, but not the show, and
yeah.
I was right with it.
It was very strange.
Was this
actually the same guy who did Ed and Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Did this originally. And it's very, I mean, you might recognize the animation.
Yeah. I was like,
really gross.
Is this part of that MTV,
stuff?
The MTV
yeah.
cartoon mm-hmm. boom? With
yeah,
the,
it was
the
after,
guy with the big head. And
yeah.
Yeah.
After Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Originally, they did little bumper spots for MTV. Mm-hmm. And they had these guys like taking a dump or something
taking
weird.
Taking a dump.
Yeah. And
what
yeah,
twisted
really,
sick,
yes.
sick shit.
And then they go from this, yeah. They go from this to Ed, and Eddie.
MTV had a lot of really bizarre cartoons.
Very.
Mm-hmm. That's like a break-in thing for these people.
Like Ren and Stimpy was like,
Ren and Stimpy was actually
funny.
Heavily edited.
It was funny, disgusting shit. This is just over the top retarded.
This was actually pretty funny.
The show?
I remember this show being funny. Mm. I mean, I don't know if it holds up.
No, I don't know either.
I'll watch it at work tomorrow or something, but I don't know.
Liquid TV, yes. What was Beavis and Butthead and Aeon Flux. And
yeah.
But what was the one? There was always the one cartoon on MTV with the guy with the, who had the giant head. And I just remember watching it. Like his, he started off as a normal guy, and then the top of his head just became huge, and there's a whole bunch of other weird... Like
purple aliens or something?
Yeah.
I think it was just called The Head.
Was it?
The Head, yeah.
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 I still can't remember the freaking cat's name. I'm, like, pissed.
I remember seeing that as a...
Hector, Wordsworth, Mongo, and I can't remember what...
This guy here?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Head.
Oh, man.
Very weird.
The Head. Oh, God.
There's just yeah. The little purple guy came out of his head.
Hatching from his skull.
MTV was fucking weird.
Look at the face on that.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like scary. How the hell do we not have nightmares watching this
shit? I don't
know.
I just remember not being like frightened by it, but just not understanding
it. It's disturbing, yeah.
Why would anyone draw that? Less animate it and put it on TV for me to see.
I would have been 7.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. You're 7? I would have been scared shitless.
Well, I was already watching, you know, Beavis and Butthead and all the other weird shit that was on MTV. And then that came on. I'm just like, what is this?
What's this? What's this? A show about a head. What's this? They actually have liquidtelevision.com now by MTV.
Cool.
And they have a lot of the old cartoons and some newer independent cartoons up. So you can watch them.
There actually was a more recent MTV cartoon that I fell in love with. And I don't know if anybody here would have even saw it, but it was called Three South.
No.
I might have mentioned it before.
With the, like, Abraham Lincoln and stuff?
No. That was Clone High, where they had a bunch of iconic characters.
Historic characters.
Historic characters and stuff that all went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
But this show, it was about two friends that go to college together, but the college is just a bunch of screw-ups and shit. And actually, if anyone's a fan of the Flaming Lips, they did the theme for the show.
Ooh, I am a fan.
Yeah, and so they're lifelong friends that go to college together, and it's just really fucking goofy. And Brian Posehn and Brian Dunkelman, the guy who got the other guy who hosted the first season of American Idol, who got canned in favor of Ryan Seacrest, they did the two main characters' voices, and it was one of the funniest shows I had ever seen.
I will have to. You know what? Looking at it now, I remember it being advertised.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I was kind of out of cartoons by then.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what year.
I think it aired on the same night that when MTV had their own Spider-Man show, which was also a short-lived thing.
Yeah.
What, like a hack Spider-Man or an actual, like, legit Spider-Man series that was on
MTV? It was a Spider-Man show that was on MTV that... it was like Spider-Man in college, and it was just like him going through college with the other characters, but they're all, you know.
Oh, okay.
Kids. Yeah.
Okay. So they were like, do they have powers yet or anything? Or
Yeah. He's already Spider-Man, but you don't see a lot of him as Spider-Man. It was just him in college going through the college struggles and all that shit.
That's true. Clutch says any show on MTV is short-lived.
That's why I said MTV is like an entry-level sort of like breakout method for these cartoons, and then they hit it big with something else.
And when people hate something, they seem to go on forever, like the Jersey Shore and the Real World.
Yeah.
Well, those are a few exceptions. It seems like a lot of the shows that they try to push in like a primetime slot are short-lived, but everything that they're willing to just shove on in the afternoon goes on for way too long.
It probably is, too. A lot of these shows have zero budget.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of these cartoonists are like, yay, my own show. And then after like a season, they're like, all right, you're going to have to do everything for basically free. Oh. And then they ended up making like kid shows. Is that like the guy who made Aeon Flux ended up doing Rugrats?
Yeah.
You know, this guy did The Brothers Grunt, did Ed, Edd n Eddy. And yeah, they just kind of go on to kid stuff.
Money and kids.
I would say that Ren and Stimpy changed my life.
It's a good possibility.
Yeah, that I hear. I don't know who that
you
is.
You want to remove your phone from your breast pocket?
Could be anybody. Could be you, too.
It's not me. I got a BlackBerry. It's primitive technology.
Crackberry.
It doesn't do things like that.
Yes, it does. All cell phones do.
No, it doesn't.
I remember being at my...
Cellular signals is what's doing it. So it's
not a cell phone.
Okay.
It's a way of life.
It's an analog phone. I got to plug it into the wall.
Analog phone.
It's got a rotary.
Oh, shook.
Yeah, I remember going to my aunt's house and being there pretty late for some holiday, and then seeing my stepbrother, or no, my bunch of my cousins who were older, like in their 20s at the time, watching Ren and Stimpy.
Just all fucked up.
On MTV, because MTV used to air it late at night. It's because it's the same company. And I was just like, wow, like, you guys watch Ren and Stimpy too? And like, yeah, it's hysterical. I'm like, wow, this is really, like, I thought it was like
disturbing.
A kid thing. No, I was happy. I was like, wow, great. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of when cartoons really spread out to everybody.
Ren and Stimpy was fucking great.
Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence.
That's
Don't
right.
Whiz on the Electric Fence.
It did get a little corny, though, and a little too... after...
Well, when they cut the one guy out.
Yeah, they actually fired John Kay, who's the creator of Ren and Stimpy. Mm-hmm.
That's fucking fucked up.
Yeah, well, he was doing some crazy stuff with the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they basically, like you said, editing the hell out of the show.
Oh, it heavily edited from the beginning.
Yeah, so...
If you watch all like the DVD stuff now, you're like, what? Like, I never saw that. Like, really? Like, they took it that far? Like, and they did.
From the first episode.
Yep.
Speaking of crazy stuff with the show, what else you got for us, Deck?
Holy shit.
Holy moly.
I'm just trying to make it to break time.
What happened?
Well, they have, there's a restaurant. Let's see where. In California. It's called Slater's 5050. They have made a burger. Mm. That is made of 100% ground bacon.
Whoa.
A true bacon burger.
Wow.
Yes.
Grody.
It is a bacon burger with more bacon on top.
It's just a bacon. It's not a bacon burger.
It's just a shitload of bacon.
Is there a picture of this thing?
Yes, there is.
Is it scratch and sniff?
I wish. This is the... it says it's called the America. right
oh, no.
I don't know. Now, this is a different... We usually do this with Steve, with women, but I'm going to say this to Matt. Would you?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, get out of town.
Matt, you fucking lying pig.
No, I wouldn't, because it's not right.
Would you even try it? Like, if someone's like, hey. All
right. I'll put it this way. Depends on how it smells.
Well, let's put it this way. I bet you it smells like bacon, which is great. And it looks like it's got...
It probably doesn't smell like
bacon. It looks like it's got Thousand Island dressing on it, which is even better.
It might have Thousand Island.
Can I point out that Matt's response is, it depends on how it smells, and Steve's never said that about a woman.
You know what? If you pull that picture back up, that... The one piece of bacon is laying across the top.
Yeah.
Looks delicious.
Yep, that's all I saw.
But the actual ground up bacon that they make the burger out of is like pale and weird looking, like human flesh.
Well, it's just like
all
pork.
The fat, yeah.
But so it looked like it had like an egg on it too.
Well, let's see what it has here. The America burger.
Merc.
That is apostrophe M-E-R-I-C-A.
Merc.
America burger.
Merc.
Topped with a slice, looks like two slices to me, of thick-cut bacon.
It does.
Thick.
Bacon island dressing.
Yes!
Oh my God,
and bacon-flavored cheddar cheese.
Oh, come on now.
It's only non-bacon topping, and this is a California thing.
Well, there is such a thing as fucking overkill.
A sunny-side-up egg.
And there is an egg. Ooh. I was going to say, it looks
not a fan of the egg on the
burger.
Keen
eye, Matt.
Fried egg is good.
On a burger?
Yeah. I've had it at Denny's.
Yeah, there's enough egg in the bun.
That's true.
Yeah.
Enough egg.
I don't mind
the
egg being on it, but the fucking bacon flavored fucking drizzled cheese is fucking stupid.
The bacon island dressing actually might be really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that on my salad actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I saw this news story this morning.
Yeah.
And I fried up about 10 slices of bacon.
Oh my God.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I split them with my kid.
There's probably a good chance that someone's going to fry up bacon listening to this.
By splitting them with your kid, you mean it was like a 9-to-1 ratio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, you want some bacon? He's like, yeah.
But you can only have one slice.
Is it coming off your back, Dad?
Nope, coming out of my shorts, son.
I'm making bacon strips for breakfast.
Here comes the bacon drizzle.
And I also made him a fried egg with it, and that's my boy. He said, I don't like the egg, and all the bacon was gone.
You can keep that.
A little tear. I actually made more because he wanted more, and I burnt it, so I had to tell him there's no more left.
And then they ate it.
Yeah, because you know what I did? I kept the bacon grease in the pan. And I put more bacon on it, and it just burned.
I know you ate the fucking burnt bacon.
No.
So, Derek, what you're saying is you had extra bacon.
I don't mind burping.
I can't believe you remember this stupid shit. I was a kid.
That's like the third or fourth time I've brought that up on the show.
I know. I was a kid, and I used to go to Wilson Avenue Deli. Yes. It wasn't called that at the time. I don't know.
It really wasn't? What was it called?
It was called something else. They renamed it Wilson Avenue Deli like 10 years ago.
The old Stony Ave Deli.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I used to go there like every day in the summer and get lunch. And there was this woman. She was huge. She was one of the beanbag people. I just remember her having a solid color shirt.
Beanbag.
Nothing
people.
On it. And, you know, little shorts. And she's ordering the sandwich and whatever the hell it was. And I was next to her. And I just remember her going, and extra bacon. And, I mean, I thought she was just. I was
with
waiting
the
for,
euphoric trance.
Yeah, just like extra
mouth
bacon.
Agape.
Now, did she have that body type where there's the belly lump in the shirt and then the extra lump from the waist to the pants?
Yes.
Oh, and solid colored.
Like, if you grabbed shirt. The back of her neck, well, the back of her, the neck of her shirt and pulled it down. It would look like cleavage.
Ew.
Whoa.
That's the kind. She was a big gal.
When you said grab the back of her neck, I was just thinking when people get that neck roll.
Yeah. You probably could do that, too. And mold it into something. Yeah.
Which and then, you know, extra bacon.
Extra blackheads.
And she just had this, like, serious look, like, extra bacon. Like, really?
Like, if there's not extra bacon, there's going to be a problem.
Like, I will fucking kill you.
And I'll kill this guy standing next to me.
I just want a Coke.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't want like a fucking cheesesteak or something.
That reminds me of the time my aunt got into an argument at Pathmark.
Over bacon?
Uh-oh.
No, it was over...
that's my bacon.
It was over not having diet soda stock that was on sale.
But I need the diet.
And after about a half hour of arguing with them, she's like, I got to go. My ice cream's melting.
This well, can't you get a rain check if they don't have the item?
Typically, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, but sometimes no.
No, really? Depends on what
depends,
it is.
Depends on the sale.
Well, if they're selling it to get rid of it, then probably no. No.
Well, the humor of the story was the fact that she's arguing for diet soda mm-hmm. and her ice cream.
Oh, okay, yes. I get it now.
Right.
Right yes. over my head.
But then she couldn't make her Coke floats.
Exactly.
It's just
you know, there was this guy, and I used to call him Farley. The reason why I called him Farley is because he looked like Chris Farley. He actually looked like a combination of Derek and Chris Farley.
I thought you were going to say is because he had an affection for hookers and cocaine.
He probably does, but he
Do we know this person?
No. Hmm. No, but he kind of like dresses like Derek, very, very similar, but infused some Chris Farley into him.
So Derek, but funny.
No.
Derek with hair.
This guy had no personality whatsoever.
Yeah. Wild
he did have hair, yes. But you know, he'd come in, and I'd see him park in the parking lot at like 7:45. And then, what are you doing, Steve? Wow.
I'm listening to your story.
Steve's eating the burger off the TV.
Okay, so he would pull into the parking lot at about 7:45 because he knew that at 8 o'clock, all the donuts get marked down.
What?
Meaning as many donuts as you can fit into a bag for like a dollar because we throw them out every night.
So he would just mash them all into a fucking
dude.
Big
it was
ball.
Ridiculous, right? And he would come in. It would be 7:45. We'd see this green like Taurus pull into the parking lot, and I'm like, "Oh boy, here he comes!" Because I couldn't stand him.
I missed the donuts.
Him. So he'd come in, march right to the bakery, stand around, pick all the donuts he wants, pack them into the bag for a buck, and then he'd go to the ice cream section, frozen foods, goes right to the Turkey Hill. Because he loved Turkey Hill Fudge Ripple. I don't know if anybody's a fan of it. It's pretty damn good. But this guy was obsessed with the Turkey Hill Fudge Ripple. So one day he asked me. I knew we didn't have any because it was a sale and it was completely blown out. No Turkey Hill Fudge Ripple. Comes up to me. He's like, I see you guys are out of the...
Yeah, we don't have any.
Turkey Hill Fudge Ripple. I'm like, yeah, sorry, man. We're all blown out of that. And all we got is like Neapolitan and like... vanilla bean left. And he's like, could really use some of that Turkey Hill Fudge Ripple. Can you check in the back? I'm like, I can check in the back for you, but I'm just going to tell you, I don't want to waste your time. We don't have any. He's like, I really appreciate it if you could go check for me. I'm like, okay. So I go in the back. Meanwhile, as I get back there on my way, I'm back going back to the guy. Another person from the store comes back to me and says to me, hey, Matt, we got any Turkey Hill Fudge Ripple? And I'm like, did Farley ask you for it? And he goes, yeah, he did, actually. He just asked me for it. Okay? So he wanted, like, double time, you know, making sure that I was going to go check it. And I go, no, we don't. He goes, thank you. And he leaves. And so I go over to Farley. And I'm like, we don't have any. He's like, oh, man, you sure? I mean, I really need that fudge ripple.
Wow, go somewhere else.
And I'm like, no, we don't. And after that day, I never dealt with him ever again. Never said hello to him, never made eye contact with him, nothing. Completely avoided the guy.
He was fully aware there are other markets in the area.
Maybe he's one of those people who can't travel out of a certain, you know, range or something like that. But this guy was a problem. Everybody who knew about this guy hated
him.
Well,
he probably can't travel in a certain range now because based on what his diet appears to be, I'm sure his feet have been removed and he's on an insulin pump.
It's very possible.
All I've been picturing this whole time is him jamming this fucking bag, this plastic bag filled with donuts like a Christmas stocking to the gills.
Oh, and then absolutely.
Just, and then just slicing open the bottom and then just squeezing it into his throat like a fucking like a cake dick decorating fucking thing.
Like he, piping icing. Yeah.
He would fill the bag until the donuts were like literally ripping the plastic.
Wow.
It was just ridiculous. Like, this guy, he really had a problem.
What are you eating, Steve?
Salad. What's wrong with that?
Oh, no, I just didn't see. I just see you with a metal bowl in your
chair.
Yeah,
he's got a huge metal bowl.
It's a cauldron.
What kind of dressing is that?
Actually, it's a World War II helmet.
It literally looks like it. What kind of dressing is that?
Raspberry pecan.
Oh, God.
Sounds...
Smells bad.
Good.
Did that come with a douche?
Yeah, you're looking at him.
Oh,
damn.
Fuck.
Damn.
Okay, I'm out.
So, anyway.
See you later.
Tapping out. Showing I'm coming with you.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Couple of good, things from the chat, or, well, I should say clutch.
clutch comments?
The Texas burger. Burger plus egg plus cheese. Delicious. I'm going to have to agree with that. That's 100%. And then he said, is this why Derek now masturbates while eating a bacon sandwich?
Sometimes, you know, you just...
got to cut corners.
Yeah. I'm a busy man.
Instead of cutting calories, Derek just cuts corners.
That's
and gets
right. Lots
kills
of
two birds with one stone.
Yep. And the grease can make a fine lubricant.
And the Texas burger sounds good. There's no bacon in that fucking equation.
You probably could add bacon. Clutch, can you add bacon to that? And is it still a Texas burger?
Can you multiply bacon, please?
Bacon is delicious. Wow. And don't even get me started on fucking turkey bacon, all that bullshit.
I don't like turkey bacon, but I do like turkey meatballs.
I like turkey bacon. The only problem with turkey bacon is if you don't eat it right after it's done cooking, it turns into a leather strip.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's true. Yeah. And the you know, turkey bacon is like turkey everything is like the craze for losing weight and getting healthy, but you're sacrificing high cholesterol for low fat now.
Oh well.
So it's not necessarily healthier.
Let's say the same thing about eating a lot of fish and stuff like that.
Mm, you know what? You can do anything.
In lieu of real meat. Wait, we're going to die anyway. Come on.
Wait,
now.
Fish has
fucking
a lot
moderation,
of right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It does.
I thought it was 100% best thing for
what's
you.
What's that?
And mercury.
Fish. Iodine?
And AIDS.
Fish AIDS. Puffer AIDS.
I whipped one.
Wow, look at that. It's time for a break.
Thank
God. After these messages.
So now Steve
we'll get
can,
into stories.
Yeah, after. We'll get to some stories.
Homo salad.
Some stirs.
You don't make friends with salad.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yo.
You don't want to do.
What?
I should want to get like a nice video camera. Instead of posting the webcam to YouTube, like just get a nice stationary cam and set it up with better. Because it looks like shit on YouTube.
I mean, we can get a 1080p webcam.
Yeah, I mean, this one I got is pretty good. But
the frame rate is low.
Yeah, I guess because I'm going through ManyCam into Ustream, mm-hmm. and then from Ustream uploading to YouTube, and by the time it gets there, it's like crap.
See, what I would do is I would get multiple camera angles.
Well, I would love to, but then somebody would have to be adjusting the camera angles. And,
no, you just do them both at the same time, record them both, and splice them.
Well,
that would be a lot of production.
That would
time
be
for that.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to cut down on the production time of these shows.
Considering we don't have any at all, it's impossible.
I got an idea. Why doesn't someone just animate the whole show?
Oh. Yeah! By
hand.
Can
we contact Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I got him in my...
I got him on speed dial.
Let's do claymation.
I would love... There's no good claymation anymore.
So B-Shaps came in the chat, said yo, and he left.
And he left.
He left.
What a loser.
Because we didn't answer him. Sorry,
but
Brian.
Are you in here?
If only Steve could have been in the chat. Yeah.
What?
If only Steve could have been in the chat.
To tell him, I would have let him know where to go.
Yeah.
B-crap.
He got upset and like fucking started crying because he doesn't want to get made fun of.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He should be happy that we're even like addressing him. We're the aristocrats, mofo. Be happy that we acknowledge you.
Yes.
Yep.
Whatever.
He's got other stuff going on in his life, so he can't.
Yeah, sure he does.
Yeah, he's got that.
Where's everybody else?
He's got that
girlfriend. Come on. What girlfriend?
What?
What are you talking about?
He's just busy getting laid and
righty?
Shit and fucking getting fucked up and doing
getting
drugs
milk?
And
oh, cool.
Oh, hey. Oh, nice. There's a
what's up, dude?
There's a 2-year-old in the room.
2-year-old, he's pushing 3, brother.
Damn.
Ideals Neo, they grow so fast.
They do.
So fast.
They do.
I still remember
there he goes.
He was in
see
diapers.
Hello.
What's going on?
In any event. Oops, sorry, Kev. My feet's.
Okay, well, I guess we'll do some news.
Thank
okay.
God.
Well, we actually don't even have to do a lightning round this week, probably.
Why not?
Because we're going to have enough time to get through all the news.
Why wow. Is he beating on Sean?
You know what I was going to do? I don't dislike Sean.
No,
I deleted
none
him
of
from
us
Facebook,
do.
But whatever.
Oh, you entirely deleted him from Facebook?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, obviously, because he... You
him
know.
And his gimmick.
I believe the kids call that Facebook official.
Yes,
damn.
It is Facebook official. I don't have anything like a personal grudge against him or anything like that. So
you did delete
whatever.
Him.
I did delete him because I was pissed at him because he was getting a little mouthy. But anyway, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Need for a lightning round.
Oh! What I was gonna do with the new intro, there was a lot of clips of us last week, basically making fun of him.
Oh no!
So I was gonna take the clips of us like knocking on him and make that the intro.
No.
Yeah, you were just like. You were like, less content, more talk, less content.
And then you kind of felt that the Facebook official was enough.
No, I would have done it. I'm just lazy.
Oh, okay. Well.
just didn't have time to put it together. I have to, like, dedicate a day to do it. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
To. Well, if you find the clips, it would be a lot
easier.
It is
a lot easier. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
I used to actually drive around listening to the shows and trying to find.
It's so difficult to do that. It's the most annoying part is you have to actually, like, sit there. And, like, look at the time. Because, like, if I'm just, like, laying in bed listening to the show and I hear something funny, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up and go and check the time, you know? So I'm, like, literally sitting at the computer and just hitting right, waiting, listening.
Yeah.
Listening, no laughter, right, and just skips 5 seconds every time.
I'll
so
wait
it takes,
for
like,
something.
A half hour to go through a show.
Yeah. Or I'll wait for something that I knew was funny. You know, oh, there's something in there. But then there's a lot of stuff where you had a couple good lines last week.
Yeah.
But, but someone's talking over you. So.
Oh no!
I couldn't use them.
I did find a couple of clips though on one show.
What
from
I should
going
do
back
is,
like last year though.
Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, whoops!
Sorry to Sean. Yeah, I should. All the clips of us should be us trying to get a joke out and Sean talking over. So it'd be like Derek and Sean, and then like Matt and Sean.
No, but you can't do that when somebody's like not on the show anymore. Then that's what sucks.
Well,
it'd have been funny if he was like just like taking some time off, you know. But
well, you know what? He quit, so whatever.
Yeah. I quit. McFoley reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Handcuffs, chair. Mm-hmm. All right, we get it.
I'm still gonna miss a lightning round.
We can still do it. I mean,
yeah. If I have I just don't have like a shitload of stuff today.
No.
And we have another like 40 minutes of radio to do, so.
But do you have an ass load of shit?
Radio. I do. Constantly. Actually, the reason I was late today was because I had to turn the car around.
Really?
Oh, what, did you forget your laptop?
So you were not, you weren't even halfway here?
No, I was just getting out of the parking lot of my apartment complex. And I.
Did you contemplate just trying to get here?
No.
There's no way. You know what it is? It's gas.
Oh, no.
It's gas.
And with Derek, the problem is if he even wanted to try to release the gas.
No way.
There is like a 99.999% chance that matter will come out.
Yes. spray paint my shorts.
It's not just like in those commercials for the fat, like the fat trapper pills where it's like gas with oily discharge. No, it's like oily discharge with gas.
Yeah.
I believe that's called gambled and lost.
Wow.
Every time.
Procter and gambled.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you know how like, you know, you get that gas bulb and you're like, ooh, and then you go, yeah. I get it. I'm like, oh no.
Like a normal person can like blast one out and it's like just as good as taking a shit.
And you gotta remember, this is 30 years of me just forcing these suckers out. My body's used to just letting them fly.
Have you ever had to just shove your thumb up there to plug it?
Like the little boy in the dike?
Yeah, Dutch boy.
Dutch boy. I never.
And there's like little streams of spurts coming out. Like,
I mean, in all honesty, that would not work. If I put it in there, it would just go right.
Yes, you've tried.
No, I haven't. Uh-huh. But I just know it wouldn't.
I never should have listened to that little Dutch boy by the dike. And now I've got me finger stuck in me bum.
Pretty much.
You know, just years ago, you never thought Derek could get any more disgusting.
Wow, that's pretty much true.
And then he gets colitis.
Yeah, pretty much.
You should make a shirt that just says, got colitis.
And then just a picture of like a face like...
Just like a guy like holding his ass in like in a running position.
Why you no poo woo?
Or just the men's room sign. Well, I like those commercials for it's for Crohn's medicine, which they also use for colitis.
I saw that
with the woman walking and she's passing the bathrooms
every
time, and she's in different places, and they pan out, and it's just a giant circle of bathrooms, and you know she's walking around and all the. And I wish there was a place like that.
Wow,
that would be awesome.
I just saw a commercial for like. Like guys playing football with some kind of like Depends.
Dude, Crohn's and colitis is like getting bigger.
It is.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
People's diets are getting worse.
It's got to be something that we've been taking in the past like 2 decades.
Yep. And it's really like, Because I bet you I have something that like I just deal with because like I can hold it. There's got to be something wrong with me.
No, you just eat like shit.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, I always like was bad, but it was never like this.
But I mean, like, I might have something. If I went to, like, oh, yeah, like, you have this. I'd be like,
you probably have IBS.
Like,
or
I just
something.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, yeah. I've actually.
As long as you can hold it.
For the last week or so, I haven't been eating maybe, like, less than half of actual food that I take in. And I've been pretty much good with the dumping. Like, not like, oh, my God, I got to run.
I mean, you remember the story when we were going home from something and you just.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No. That's me, like, but every day.
Here's an example. I ate all that Wendy's before. That was, like, the most food in one sitting that I've eaten in a week. And I don't have to go running there. Like, I have not gone yet. I took a whiz before, but that was it.
That's amazing.
No, typically within 20 minutes of taking in that Wendy's, I'm in there dumping out what I ate 10 hours ago.
Yeah, because your body's just trying to push it.
I know, but it's like, room. It's a lot.
You're supposed to shit after you eat.
Yes, but it's a lot.
I told you it's like a factory. Like there's just it's just
your
waiting.
Digestive
you
system
eat
is
more,
just
it goes
it's actually
down
pretty
and pushes
efficient.
Out the other shit.
Dun, 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 dun.
I started eating Fiber One cereal.
Oh God.
And normally I'll eat something real quick, but my breakfast is typically just a protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
I've been starting to eat a bowl of Fiber One cereal, and I can't like by the time I make it to the door to leave for work, I have to shit.
Yeah.
Like danger.
Yeah. Sometimes I try to leave for work without taking a shit, and I'm like, I'm just going to try to make it to work without taking a shit. To just see if I can do it. And it's like, nope. I'm like in the middle of a shower, and I'm like, fuck.
So you just drop shower in the shower, right?
No, well, no.
Right there?
Ooh, I actually, I go when I towel off, soak and then I go and dump.
And then get back in the shower.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
What, shit in the shower?
Yeah, while showering?
No. No.
What?
Me neither. I'm just asking.
Have you guys ever peed in the shower?
Yes.
Oh. No? Who the fuck does that?
My mama's listening.
And we shower.
I aim it right for the drain.
I do too.
I try to see.
Like a gentleman.
I get out and pee.
I try to see how many tiles up I can go.
I try to pee in my face.
I try to fight. You ever see like when it's like fire and a fire extinguisher going and they're meeting right in the middle? I try to do that with the shower head with my piss. Just like see if I can create like a backstream going up.
Wow.
I don't think Kev's ever heard of the infamous game I've played before. Battleship. You ever, when you shit, next time you shit and then you have the urge to piss, turn around, stand up and try to pee a turd in half. And that's sinking the Battleship.
I've never done that, but I have pissed on a turd before. just to watch the water all turn.
Oh man,
men are fucking gross.
Just turn cocoa puffs all over, like.
Dude, men are gross.
Yeah.
Like, do you think women like aim their fucking pisser?
If they could, they would.
Why can't they?
How?
Wait, what?
I've seen video of women peeing out a campfire.
Yeah,
but it's all over. It's not accurate. It can't.
They just V their vagina.
Yeah, I know that, but it can't be accurate.
I don't know. Yeah,
some of them are pretty good.
Let's not act like we all haven't seen videos from under a glass table before. I mean,
I don't get it.
Piss shit. All over. Mm-hmm. Some people are into that. What do you mean?
I'm not here.
Is that
to
a
judge.
Website?
Derek, you're all over that
out there.
He used to
be. Dude,
all
don't
all
let him
guy,
fool
so.
You. He is huge on vomit and shit piss porn.
No,
90% of his porn that he's seen is the Orientals.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not gonna defend Derek because yes, he did used to show people that stuff, but he did do it for the shock value.
Yes,
he would be like, "Oh my god, this is disgusting! Can't wait to show people at a party."
You can't tell me that not one time he hasn't had a raging heart on one.
Wow, I hope not. No. But no, he used to like call people upstairs to his room and be like, "Yo, guys, you got to come see this." And there'd be like four or five of us.
Yeah, and I'm gross, and you guys are all hovering around, going,
"Well, we didn't know what the fuck was coming.
We didn't know what you were going to show us.
We thought it was going to be like
there were times where I turned away.
Half the shit I got off Opie and Anthony's site.
Wow.
Yeah, Found Your Music. They would post all that stuff.
Yes,
that's true.
That's where 98% of the shit came from.
Yes.
And it was all that, and then the Brazil fart preview.
Oh, God.
With the girls trying to eat farts.
Fartbrazil.com.
Yeah.
Fucking sick, man. God.
Farting in the pudding.
That reminds me of
I was just talking about that with former Aristocrat Pat.
Well, because that's something that you guys enjoyed thoroughly.
Why was a girl sitting on a plate of pudding and farting?
That is awesome.
And then she squeezed but so hard a turd came out.
But there's a story. There's a story behind them watching this. Because didn't you have former Aristocrat Eric like on the lookout? So like when people were like coming in. Wasn't there like the whole like lookout thing, like make sure the girls aren't coming, like while we're watching this?
I don't think so.
I think there was.
Well, because I remember we got in big trouble because, you know, there was all the couples. You know? And we would just like, you know, crack open the computer and start looking at this stuff, thinking like, yeah, you know, it's just funny.
Yeah.
And then we all individually gotten some hot shit because of it. No
wow.
pun intended.
See, I am
hot
lucky.
Shit, huh? Good choice of words.
Yeah.
Hot shit.
I've never seen this video, so I'd like to. But I'm lucky because. My woman wouldn't care about that stuff.
Yeah,
she would just roll her eyes and call you an embarrassment.
But like that stuff is not. That's just funny.
Exactly.
It's not funny to everybody.
You talking about?
No, it's not. But to my friends, 90% of my friends, sure.
What about the video with the girl farting like on her dog? You remember that?
That wasn't me.
No, but we brought it up on the show.
Yes.
Who found that?
I don't remember who found it.
It was weird because she would like say like, "Oh, like was it? Was her dog? It was like a stuffed animal." Wasn't she pissed at her husband or something?
Well,
like
eventually
that?
She did fart on her dog, yeah. And there was all it was on YouTube.
Yes.
And there was all kinds of people pissed off at her. Yeah.
It was extremely bizarre. She definitely had something wrong with her.
Yeah.
And she had a histrionic personality disorder.
But I mean she would just videotape herself farting and she'd be like histrionic? You know, oh, that was a good one.
Exactly.
Oh, it like, smells so bad.
Like everything was overacted. It was like gold dust.
Yeah.
It was like gold dust. Like everything is like overacted and like dramatic.
On the topic of fart porn.
Oh, boy.
Have you guys ever seen Fart Hammer?
No.
There was, and I never saw an actual video by it, but it was one of those Bang Bros sites where it was a guy who would just be in different scenarios, and he'd set it up where he would fuck these girls and then fart on them. And I remember one of them was like a retarded guy, and they got him a bunch of girls to come over for his birthday, and he just keeps farting on them. And then he fucks him. And then another one, they brought these girls, and they're like, he's a famous rock star. And he comes down with like an acoustic guitar and some makeup on and shit.
See, that's the difference between Derek and Steve, is that Steve farts second, Derek farts first. You get that?
No. So more about this fart hammer.
Por qué?
Like, Steve farts on him after, and Derek farts on him before.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Oh. How did you just not get that?
There's
like,
there's no humor in truth, man.
Moment of clarity.
It only hurts.
But yeah, these videos were like, when I was 15, 16, me and my buddies would all just sit around.
Yeah, they're funny.
Look at Fart Hammer. It's fucking hilarious. He's farting on his girls. Dude, we're going to have a party and fart
And
on
then
girls.
You all go home and individually masturbate to it.
Wow.
And don't tell anybody about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see?
Clutch has a question.
What's that?
Is the list of former aristocrats longer than the current members?
Absolutely.
It is about triple of the current members. We've had close, but I would say we have roughly have had 15 people. I could probably name them all.
And go.
Well, now will we count like background people?
Anybody who's ever just been on the show, even guests. Like
No. Featuring. Actual aristocrats.
All right. Actual official aristocrats, it's still double.
Aristocrats.
I agree that it's more, definitely.
Well, yeah. Especially now that one's out.
All right. Well, Derek, Eric, and Pat was the first, you know, so that's two that are gone. And then Craig and Vaughn.
Dan
was pretty official.
Dan was every other, yeah.
Yeah, Dan was pretty official. Steve. I mean, Carly was pretty much official.
Yeah.
As
was Lauren.
Lauren and Sean. So that's like eight people.
I would even throw Nate in there.
I mean, he was only one show.
It was on one show, but it was a pretty classic
show.
But
Jay?
That's what I'm saying.
What about Jay?
Jay and...
Yeah, Jay.
Jay was on in the beginning, yeah.
Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a code.
She had a few... No, that was... Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Somebody else I used to know.
Who wanted to be on the show so bad and was on like three shows.
Somebody
and then
who wanted to be on the show, but...
Oh, that's Zelda.
Because
and
she
then,
had a teaching job.
And then called me and said, could you,
could you delete me from every show? Because...
Could you cut me out of every show? I'm like, what?
And he's like, I'm just... gonna take them all down.
Well, no, I actually did cut her out of all the shows.
Really?
Because I'm like, I told her, I'm like, I'd have to just delete all the shows. And she's like, well, I really can't be on them. And then first it was like, can you cut my name out? And then it was like, no, just cut me out completely. So I went through and anything she was on, I just cut out. So a lot of the shows were cut. And I think, I don't know if, I don't know, like the...
She's in all the ones... I think the ones that you re-uploaded from that time.
Because I think
she's only in like three shows.
Yeah,
but tops. She has that one like singing bit from like 2005.
Right. Yeah. Well, whatever. This is boring.
She does. She does her own show now.
Not boring for us, but boring for I can tell. Huh? Kevin doesn't know any of these people.
Well, this is history.
Vaughn took me to my first Warped Tour.
This is history.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
This is a history.
His brother was dating my sister at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin,
you know, we might have to do a lightning round.
Is his name
Kevin?
Clutch apologized for bringing this up.
For ruining the flow.
No, it's fine.
Whatever.
No, I get it.
People need to know this.
There's a pun there.
What?
The flow.
Well, it wasn't very punny.
Poo stories flowing.
In any event, yes. Okay. There's been, I'll say, roughly 12.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
That's it. Seriously.
Present company excluded.
Vaughn took me to my first Warped Tour.
Fuck Vaughn.
Wow.
We made fun of Vaughn for going to the Warped Tour on the show.
Hot damn. That could have been the one I was with.
Probably. I was at the Warped Tour. We're like, what are you, 14? Like, what are you?
I actually do like Vaughn. I think he takes all this stuff personally.
2003.
I think he listens, but I actually do like him a lot.
I never liked
him. He's a very...
Before, during, or after. Never liked him.
I just saw him the other day, actually.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him once in a while.
Yeah, he was driving. I was at the highway light
How long was his beard?
It was long as hell. But, like, it was weird. Like, he was coming off the highway, looked directly at me, and then his head just stayed. But, like, I don't know. It must have been about 5 seconds. I don't know how he didn't drive off onto a curb.
He has those little tiny eyes.
He just
does.
And they go right through you.
Well. Vaughn, at a party, Vaughn got stark naked and walked into the living room, and he just waved at us and then walked out and did handstands in the pool naked.
Nice.
It was gross.
I miss Vaughn.
And Eric, just his eyes went,
yes.
Popped open, stood up and went in his car.
He went to get his like 1 million candle power flashlight.
And then decided just
and
to leave.
And he was
instead.
Like, you know what, I'm just going to leave.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because he couldn't like communicate to me because Vaughn was coming in from behind, like I was sitting on a couch, and he just basically like Austin Powers style saw him like walking topless, and Eric's just like, and then he just walks in and smiles, and he's just like,
"How you doing?
How you doing, Karras?" And
I'm naked.
And naked Vaughn.
Yeah, naked
with his little like thumb tip on a bowling ball, as he called it. That's what he called it. That's what he called it, and it's pretty accurate.
I was one of the lucky ones that was able to know it was happening.
Avoid it.
And yeah, and look away.
Dodge it.
So I'm going to read this news story.
Oh, boy.
And maybe you can guess what happened.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Some may say Dawn Elaine Barron, 45, on July 1st, did not have good humor about seeing her husband and his beau in a business in Port St. Lucie. Barron's husband and girlfriend were shopping at Walgreens as they shopped. This ex whatever happened to come into the store. She appeared to give her husband a frosty greeting, starting to argue with him about having a girlfriend. In general, women frown upon their husband seeing other women, and it is said that a husband with a girlfriend may find his marital relationship on a rocky road.
Okay.
Barron is accused of hitting her husband over the head with a...
Uh-oh.
What? Are we going to go around the room here?
Yep.
Do you really have to?
Oh, shit. Hit him over the head with one of those little wooden things that they give you to dig out ice cream.
Good humor. Frosty. Rocky road. Matt?
Not like a half gallon of ice cream or something.
Steve?
I'm going to go with a spiked baseball bat.
Wow. You are absolutely right.
Yes. Oh, what? You must have read this already.
Hitting her husband over the head with a bag of ice cream he just purchased.
Wow.
And this is the dumbest article ever. The ice cream flavor and brand were not listed in the affidavit. Nor was the mention made of any whipped cream or rainbow sprinkles.
Whipped.
Whipped.
Whipped cream.
A dairy product, and then they go on. A dairy product, ice cream features prominently in desserts such as the ice cream cone, ice cream sundae, and ice cream sandwich. It's often eaten in ice cream parlors and at ice cream socials.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
So they're just trolling the story.
What? Hold on. What website was this on?
This is on TC Palm. I guess some Florida.
Who?
TCBY.com
writes this shit?
TCBY.
So, like, not only did they have to riddle it with bad ice cream puns,
yes,
but then had to explain to you what you do with ice cream.
And let me tell you something, because it goes on.
Wow.
Ice cream, bagged or otherwise, is not commonly used as an offensive weapon.
You got to think about how frozen you can get ice cream. Sometimes it can be like a brick, and that's pretty deadly. Like, if you hit somebody with one of those box-shaped briars ice cream, that would hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, I can imagine that hurting.
Does the website have a character maximum? Like, you have to hit
I bet you this is the person's first day on the job, and, like, their boss is like, make this story count.
I'm really going to impress with this one.
That's the lady right there.
She wrote the story?
No, that's the woman who smashed her husband.
Is she Indian?
Her ex-husband in the head with some ice cream. Her name is Dawn Elaine Barron.
It doesn't look like her. It looks like when somebody takes... like little clips of a person's face and puts them together to make another face.
This is what it would look like.
She should take that ice cream and then bring the swelling down on the right side of her face.
No shit. Some bags under
her. How do you spell the last name?
Barran.
That's true. It's the husband's name.
Barron.
Yeah, but she still could be some kind of Middle Eastern. She obviously looks some kind of Middle Eastern. But
yeah, I mean, and that could have been her married name.
It's possible.
Middle Eastern was something else because those nostrils are pretty big.
All right, maybe she's Egyptian.
Oh,
fuck her.
Just keep her away from fucking Baskin Robbins.
And to answer the question, I know it's coming, depends on what she smells like.
This guy.
Curry or falafel?
Oh, no, this is going to be a good guessing game.
Oh.
I love it.
An intense situation unfolded inside a Belmont hotel on Saturday. Authorities say that 61-year-old Frederick Denny barricaded himself inside his room the Hampton Inn, threatening to shoot at police. According to officials, Denny caused a disturbance at the hotel earlier that morning. Multiple agencies, including the regional SWAT team, responded to this scene. Officials shut down the second floor of the hotel, and they tried to reason with Denny. They learned he had some demands, two specific demands. And I'll bring his photo up here so you guys can see his mugshot.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's an old 61-year-old man. He had two very specific demands. Can you guess in your wildest dreams what he wanted?
I was going to go with naked pictures of B. Arthur in a giant baby bottle because it's from Airheads.
Very good.
Looking at
there are two things, by the way.
Looking at the picture,
yeah.
I'm going to say a T-shirt and a toupee.
Mm. Wow. That would have been nice.
Maybe an ear reduction, too.
Wow, what is up with that?
They are big. Matt, any clue?
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
That's about in the insaneness of it.
Okay.
Steve?
I originally was going to go with a toupee and an ear job, but I'm going to switch to he wants to have his penis removed.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And he wants tits.
That guy don't have cauliflower. He's got like cabbage.
I got nothing because my first guess is out.
Sean? Oh.
Oh. Oh. Goodness.
Lilo stage.
He wants.
His demands included pizza.
Yes.
And he wanted to marry Paris Hilton.
Okay.
If not, I'm going to shoot.
Yes. That was his.
I was pretty close.
I want a pizza and I want to marry Paris Hilton.
If not, I'm going to shoot people.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the hotel he was staying at?
It wasn't a Hilton.
What a dumbass.
Well, sir, we can't get you Paris Hilton, but we can get you Khloe Kardashian.
Hampton Inn. That's not associated. Yes. Hampton Inn. Is that associated with?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Well, after hours of negotiating, I guess they couldn't get a hold of Paris Hilton. He was pepper sprayed and taken into custody.
He was pepperoni sprayed.
Pepperoni sprayed with a side of... sausage and peppers.
Authorities said he'd had several run-ins with SWAT teams in other states.
What?
Wow.
Asking to marry like...
Yeah.
So he doesn't want nothing done to his ears.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Just go back every generation to... Yeah.
I want some cannolis and I want to marry Jessica Simpson.
I want a falafel, and I want to marry...
I want lo mein noodles, and I want Madonna.
I want a funnel cake and a fat chick dressed as a clown.
I want a bottle of Faygo and a fat chick dressed as a clown.
Oh, my God.
I want some peanut M&M's, and I want to I want to marry Debbie Gibson.
I mean peanut butter M&M's.
They don't even exist yet.
Keep it going.
I want chowder, and I want Katharine Hepburn.
I want a bacon burger, and I want Rue McClanahan. Even though she's dead.
I want a hot bacon sundae from Burger King, and the wife from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, goodness. I want what Kevin James had for lunch and Leah Remini.
I want the Carvel ice cream cake Whaley. And that bitch named Whaley.
Fudgy the Whale and Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
I want a cheeseburger Hot Pocket and Bugs Bunny dressed as a girl.
Yes.
Yes, I would do it.
Yes.
Cheeseburger Hot Pocket. I want the new pizza sub from Subway. And Jared before he was skinny.
I want to fuck his arm flab.
And while you're at it, take my ears down.
Just a notch.
I want a Pizzone, and I want the Olsen twins before they were 18.
Before they were 18.
God.
I want 4 packs of onion rings and Roseanne bar.
Oh.
I want whatever Tom Arnold was smoking and Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a bag of movie theater popcorn and the little black girl from Family Matters.
Wait, the one that died?
Oh. Did she die?
Which one?
The one, Myra, she died.
Oh, no.
The one with the big tits?
I meant the little daughter that disappeared.
Oh.
But, you know.
Oh.
She did have big tits.
Myra.
And now they're maggot food.
Yeah. She did. She died.
Oh, my God.
Bring it down.
Anybody else got a list of demands or what?
I'm just trying to think of older actresses.
I'm trying to think of really gross fat ones.
My eyeballs are sweating.
Your what?
My eyeballs are sweating.
That means you're crying.
Is that what this emotion is?
I want some Count Chocula and Marilyn Monroe.
I want a WWE ice cream bar
and I want Bertha Faye naked.
A WWE ice cream bar with Harvey Whippleman on it.
With his finger in the air.
I want Encore frozen rib-shaped patties and patty mayonnaise.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, shit.
Killer tofu.
Yes.
Hey, Doug. Big nose. Fingers, big nose. Yum, yum, eat 'em up.
Yes.
Fuck.
I want some fresh California raisins and Oprah Winfrey.
It's turning into like a Gilbert Godfrey voice.
What I want is.
He's got big ears.
He Gilbert does. Godfrey's yeah. awesome. He yeah. should be on Louie. Yeah.
I want some airline peanuts.
No, no.
And
bitch.
Audrey Hepburn.
I think we already did Audrey Hepburn. Oh, man.
Fucking pizza and Paris.
I want to chew on his earlobes.
I could go for both of those things right now.
Yeah, at the same time.
Sure.
By the way, I had Papa John's last night.
Oh, man. Why do you do that?
Because we had a 50% off code.
Come on.
Ugh. I could probably get you a 50% off code to anywhere you want.
Times are tough. $8 for a large pie.
You know, yeah, but it's
delivered.
Call it Papa Squat, because that's what you can do on the toilet.
Papa Squat.
My chick and I actually had a coupon to Papa John's, too, during the week, and we ordered, except we got the buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh.
And I did not know that that comes with onions on it.
Oh.
And I don't like onions.
So you didn't eat
much.
It?
Well, I didn't know until the delivery driver handed it to me. He goes, you got that with onions? I'm like, no, I didn't. He goes, oh, well, it comes with it on there. Next time, order it without onions. It's fucking banging.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thanks for the tip.
I want a tuna casserole and blossom.
You should have said to him, hey, well, you just gave me a tip, so you're not getting yours.
I actually think the only reason he said that is he watched me count out his tip, and not to toot my own horn, but I'm a very healthy tipper.
Myself included.
And as am I.
Yeah, I've seen it in a locker room.
Unless they're really fucking late. I mean, come on. Like an hour. I waited an hour for a pie from a place that's across the street.
Wow.
He got like $1.50.
Dude, he's only crossing the street. I mean, how much tip does he really need?
I don't know.
Just the tip.
Rape.
I want a bag of Funyuns and David Spade.
I want Five Guys burgers and fries and Rosie O'Donnell.
And five Jewish lesbian loudmouths and fries.
I want a crave case of White Castle and Dennis Rodman in a dress.
Wow. Also known as Mary J. Blige.
Anything else, Derek? What?
Can you bring that up? That's got to be on totallylookslike.com.
You got any more?
Enough about the totally looks like.
You got any more guessing games?
What was the story I sent you?
You sent me a story?
I did.
One at a time, guys.
Let me look.
I try to at least send one every week. If not, I just bring the funny.
That guy's ears are huge.
But yeah.
Well, you know, we put Andy Griffith theme in the theme
That's
today,
true.
And we didn't even talk about
Let's
Andy
talk
Griffith.
About him.
Real quick, while this guy's picture's still up, the side profile, if his head was black, he'd look like the thing from Aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'd look like the alien.
He has a long head, man.
I think that picture is like photoshopped. Skewed or something like that.
Nope.
That
There's something wrong there.
That's how he stuck the ammo.
Mangled. The man who met Andy Griffith.
So he was what 86?
He was up there.
What the hell have I been listening to the past 20 minutes?
Who knows?
Insatiable.
See, that story was perfect for like that's what we the kind of stuff we used to do.
Yes.
You know, making fun of the stories by not making fun of the story.
Yeah, just going off on our own thing.
And just imagining what we really would demand.
What we would want. Mm. Yeah.
I tried doing that once with Pat and Eric because I was reading off, like, they celebrities or bands had these sheets, all the crazy things they asked for.
Oh, in the green room.
Right.
Yeah, in the green room. Yeah. And I was like, what would you guys ask for? And Pat's like, some Dr. Pepper. I'm like, all right, how about you, Eric? He goes, yeah, I think I'll go to Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, moving on.
Hey, moving on, next bit.
At least ice. At least some ice for a beverage. You know, nobody wants to drink a warm beverage.
What is this?
By the way, most of those riders in contracts for what should be there, I've been told, like, some of them are just people being cunts and being like, oh, give me shit. Others are just to make sure that their shit was actually red.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, Derek's shit's red.
oh, good one, Steven. Nice.
Burn. Yeah.
Chuck went up for
like
the
Steve
man.
Who is it that asks for only green M&Ms?
I think that was made famous by Van Halen.
I had to beat them to death with their own shoes.
Yes.
So wait, Madonna's a ridiculous one, too.
Wait, why do they ask you weird questions like that? What are you talking about?
No, he was just reading off like a list of things that celebrities and musicians ask for.
If a band is coming to play in an arena, they send a list of basically demands. What they want in their green room.
Like Frank Sinatra wanted, he needed a pack of cigarettes on every single table so that when he would walk around,
he could always have a cigarette
at the table.
Stupid
he's dead
shit
now.
Like that. He's very
it's history.
Dead.
So what would you ask for?
And Bing Crosby needed a soundproof room so he could belt his kid.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you say Dr. Pepper?
What? Yeah, I just get some Dr. Pepper, I guess.
Not really. What would you ask for? What would you demand? One thing you can demand if you're going to play a gig.
Hot SpaghettiOs.
Probably a nice, clean, close-by bathroom.
Yes! You would perform from it. Yes. Like, you would just be like, gotta close up.
Contemporary Derek. All right, how about you, Kev? One thing
and if I had the shit, I would do the old James Brown thing where they put the coat on me and I'd go off stage. Yeah. Like, can't go on. And I'd take a big shit and come back like, I'm back.
They got one of those fucking toilets on a walker, that fucking gimmick.
I can picture you, Derek, like on a stage playing a gig or whatever, and there's just a tube hooked up to your butthole that can reach every fucking far angle of the stage.
You just see like
it just sucks it out of you while you're playing.
Like periodic flow.
There has to be at least one fucking wacky metal or like hard rock band that's had somebody sitting on a toilet on the stage.
Wow, sure.
Probably the drummer. Drummer's easiest.
I would do it. I just sit there like fucking Leon Redbone with my legs crossed playing guitar.
Leon Redstool.
Yeah.
So how about you, Kev? One crazy demand that you would seriously want.
I wish I could come up with something.
I know. It's hard.
Yeah.
And all the pressure's on me. I got one light looking right at me right now.
Matt?
Peanut butter M&Ms.
Seriously?
And lots of them.
Plenty of them. Just so many of them that I couldn't possibly eat them all.
I'm surprised you didn't go with a number two with two extra cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Whores. I just want a room full of whores.
Okay, there you go. Bang. Banged it out. I'd probably just go with like a protein bar.
Protein bar.
Dr. Ben. Yeah.
See, it isn't as fun a question as I thought.
Yeah, I guess not.
I guess not really. But
well, you know what? I apologize to
Pat, you know,
Narrigan.
What?
It was my fault.
Because you're asking it like on a serious level. Like,
I was hoping they would be
some ridiculous shit.
Yeah, it was goofy. Mm-hmm. I was hoping they come up with goofy shit and it would turn into something like we just did. But
okay, got it. Naked pictures of B. Arthur and a giant baby bottle.
Whoa.
I would want pizza and whatever he said.
And a copy
and
of
stuffed crust pizza.
Copy of Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm. Who asked for that?
The book or the movie? They made a book out of that? I think so. Yeah, fuck it. Get the book.
Airheads.
Airheads is awesome. Still
pig vomit.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow, lobster is now cheaper than deli meat.
Really?
There's an abundance of Maine lobster, and it has gone down to under $4 a pound in some places.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
Well, if it was as easy to eat as deli meat, that probably wouldn't be the issue.
Yeah.
I used to eat lobster when I was a kid, and then my doctor said that I was allergic to shellfish or whatever.
You are pretty shellfish.
Pretty shellfish.
Are you really allergic to shellfish?
I don't think so.
Oh, you just said that to fuck
with me? Oh, because I had asthma, and they said that there was, like, possibility that somehow there was a link to, like, cheese, like, apple skin and lobster, and, like, they took milk. There was, like, all this stuff that I couldn't
have. Didn't they give you the scratch test, or did they not do that back then?
I don't know.
I did that. It sucked. I was just trying to figure out if I had celiac disease back when this whole thing started. And I just need to get a scratch test for gluten.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm just going to do everything. I'm like, why? He goes, well, this way, you know, we'll see if you're allergic to anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll tell you, you know, what time of the year you have allergies and all that. I'm just like, I don't want to know that. But he gave me the whole thing. And it's like an ice cube tray dipped in shit, you know.
Yes.
And they take it out and they stick it on depending on how much it is, they did it on my arm, the mm-hmm. inside my arm, and they just dig it in.
I think I
and
did
you
got
to sit there and
kid.
You can't scratch it.
Yeah, and see what you react.
Everything's
to.
Bubbling up, and I'm like itching like hell. Oh my oh. god!
They're like,
oh
wow, you're allergic to quite a bit.
Doesn't like different colors come up out of the skin or something? What test is that?
No, you just have like a like a what the word is I'm looking for? A histamine reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a certain thing. And he said, he asked me if I ever had a problem with shellfish. I said, no. He goes, oh, there's a slight irritation for shellfish. I'm like, no.
Maybe because you're digging it into my skin.
Yeah. Maybe you don't dig it that far. It hurt, too. You really dug it in deep.
Mm-hmm. He must have hit your fucking guts.
I don't know. He's just like, okay. And you probably get allergies around like June or July because you're allergic to that type of grass that comes out in that dump. I was like, I don't fucking care about that.
I'm not eating the grass.
My nose my nose will tell me if I'm allergic to that.
Would you say that your nose knows?
The shadow knows.
Oh.
Yes.
Story? Mm-hmm. I've never had allergies, ever.
Anybody here ever have a Furby?
Let's ask Steve's dick. Steve's dick.
Well, I haven't shaved in a few weeks.
After 14 years, Furby has returned.
Okay.
After 14 years and a lengthy hibernation, Hasbro is reviving one of its most famous toys for this fall with new technology and a hefty price tag. $60 for a Furby.
Horrendous.
Horrendous. This Furby is more huggable with soft fur that hides touch sensors. And more expressive with rubbery ears that twitch and a pair of backlit LCD eyes with mechanical eyelids that blink to look around or respond to the sounds picked up by Furby's onboard microphone. These things are creepy as hell.
So if I whip it against the fucking wall as hard as I can, it's going to scream?
It would turn to you, cry, and say, why would you do that to me?
Then I would
imagine
buy it.
It would just like turn its head and go, what are you doing, Steven?
If Steve whips it out, and he fucks it, it can tell him how good he's doing.
Oh, it'd be like, oh, harder.
Oh, please don't stop.
She went all over me.
My little sisters had Furbies when I was growing up, and the only thing I remember about them is that in order to feed them, you had to put your finger in their mouth and touch their tongue, and it would make like eating sounds and then burp when it was full.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Boy.
There's a video.
Yeah, that's not what they used to look like.
No.
It's like vaguely what they looked like.
Original Furby, original Shelby. We do not have an on-off switch. So, as you can see, Furby does have a lot of animatronic features.
Do me! Do me, Steven! Look, he's got a little hatch.
Give it to me, Steven! Shake
I wouldn't
around.
Be able to do him. I would
pretty robust. You can talk to him. Furby, hey, Furby. He also listens to music.
This thing's fucking dancing.
It sings. It sounds just like him.
So Furby has just transformed into a new personality.
Of all songs, they put sweet dreams.
Yeah, it's
love lifting me high.
Of course, there's a Furby up.
Mm-hmm. Actually, spit back the can. Play.
Ooh. So kids could start speaking Furbish.
Bye-bye, Furby.
Furbish.
You know what's funny? About halfway through, when he first started introducing it, it looked like it was getting out of hand. Like it had rabies or something.
Like,
couldn't control it.
Down.
All those improvements, and they couldn't make the eyes look better.
I know
the eyes look like Etch Sketch Animator.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I don't know. Maybe that was just the easiest way to do it.
Maybe they wanted him to look that way. I don't know.
I wish it was possible.
Probably cheaper.
If it comes with a sledgehammer, I'll get it.
I'm surprised. Like a lot of like kids' toys do have really horrible, like old school, like those like Tiger mini game animations still.
Just like single frames of stuff that's just like
really bad.
Click, 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 click.
I got this like Thomas the Tank Engine laptop thing.
Yes.
Well, for my son, not for me.
Sure.
Thought he did play with it. Mm. And it's just horrible. It's literally just like the gray, block screen and just the black.
And then George Carlin starts talking to you. Fuck the children.
Yes, sir. Okay.
If you say so.
It told me to fuck the children. What was I supposed to do?
I got another guessing thing here. A school bus driver.
He flipped it over.
No. 51 years old.
Was really fat and got made fun of.
Has been convicted of molesting 3 high school volleyball players and 2 women during a volleyball game.
Wait. 3 high school volleyball players and 2 women?
Yes.
Were the other volleyball players women? Well, the, were the volleyball players.
High school volleyball players.
The, so they're all chicks?
State of sex?
You what Kevin's alluding to is he might be banging guys.
According to the video that I did see, I think they were girls.
Okay, fine.
And two women during a volleyball game on October 18th.
Jeez, what a prude.
And he has come up with an excuse as to why he did that.
Yes, I can't wait.
So what do you think the excuse is? What would make him molest three girls and two women in one night?
A hard-on?
I'm fucking horny.
I had a boner, man. What was I supposed to do?
The dick ain't going to suck itself.
They were dressed provocatively, and they were asking for it.
Those volleyball shorts. Steve, anything?
I'm going to go with bath salts or synthetic weed.
Ooh.
K2.
As usual, you're all wrong because it's something ridiculous.
Oh, God.
He said he had an overdose of caffeine.
Wow.
Too much caffeine throughout the day caused him to...
Make a you horny.
Yeah. Well, to make him act... In a way that he has never acted before.
Sexually aggressive.
So that is his
stance
in court.
I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. Sorry I touched your tit. Way too much caffeine today. Oh, no problem.
Sorry I ripped your clothes off and violently raped you. Didn't mean to do it. Just had too much caffeine today.
Oh.
I was slipping into the Corey Feldman brush.
Yeah,
mind.
I know.
I was like getting in there. That's like my devious sexual predator voice. If you find it inappropriate...
To drink too much caffeine.
It was the espresso.
Now, I've drank a lot of caffeine before. Like I've been on Red Bull and Red Bull and Red Bull.
Have you committed rape on Red Bull?
Not on Red Bull.
Oh.
And that is all I'm allowed to say.
Oh, wow.
The statute of limitation is not up yet.
Nope. Well, it was yesterday, so. There's a woman who was in agony after passing kidney stones. Guess how many kidney stones?
Oh, boy.
I guess.
Can we get like a low and a high number?
Oh boy, work a range. There? How about it's no more than?
Well, you just shoot a number and I'll. How many kidney stones
a
did
dozen.
She pass? A dozen more. Matt,
60.
More.
What?
Steve.
121.
Less. 63.
Oh, okay.
She passed 63 kidney stones. While in the hospital, she said she would rather have been shot in the head.
Yeah, because it's pretty bad.
Even one is enough to get
that. I've
known
a couple people.
They put a stent in her to, I guess, open up the passage to get them through, and the stent got blocked up by kidney stones.
That's ridiculous.
And they say it's easier for a female to, less painful for a female.
Wow. Can't imagine.
So imagine a dude shooting them things out?
No.
They say that it's like comparable to giving birth.
Yeah, well, I've talked to
Wow, hey, one
fun.
I took in the ass.
I've spoke to women who have passed them, and they said it was worse than childbirth.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know a couple people.
Yeah, it happens. I'm not looking forward to it.
It's different canals, different ports.
And this story you sent me, Paul Nimnich, hit by car while chased by man in gorilla suit.
I'm in a gorilla costume. That means I don't give a fuck.
A San Antonio man was hit by a car on Friday when he ran into traffic pursued by a man in a gorilla suit. Okay. The man, 32, darted onto the highway just after midnight. A nearby Hooters patron told the police.
Now, what state was this?
San Antonio.
Now, is this the same town where that guy dressed up as a zombie chasing the brothers?
Yeah. No,
that was in Florida.
That was Miami.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
We did have a recent San Antonio story, though.
Yeah.
Continue.
The Hooters patron said someone in the gorilla's costume appeared to have been following him. The gorilla-suited individual was ultimately identified as an employee of the Coco Bongo, a tropical-themed nightclub near the highway.
The gorilla-suited person.
Why was he following him?
How much caffeine did the gorilla
ingest? The employee told investigators that, Nimnich? Is that
Something like that.
Something like that. Nimrod had been visiting the nightclub and remarked that he wanted to kill himself shortly before making a run for the highway. The employee was running after Nimnich to try to stop
him.
Try
to save him.
Suicide.
No, this can't be true.
What?
It's real.
Though two cars swerved and avoided him, he ultimately was hit by a white Infiniti. He was taken to a local hospital and is listed as in stable condition. I'm just going to do it. No. Don't do it.
I heard it was not the car that actually had initially knocked him over. He had slipped on a banana peel.
My God.
Wow. What I don't understand is, like, maybe it's difficult, but, like, why wouldn't you just take the gorilla costume off? Like, wouldn't you be able to move
to
a little faster?
Fast.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I would be, like, tearing it off as I'm, like, running.
Yeah.
No time. Must stop him.
I wonder if you're just like
will die.
Drinking with the gorilla, like, you know, do it, man. You don't have to do it. No, I'm gonna do it.
Just pounding shots.
Sounds like a pretty bad idea. This.
Fuck it, man.
No, have another banana.
No,
daiquiri.
Dude.
Sit down.
No, I'm not having another. I'm taking it. I'm doing it right now. I'm gone. Fuck this, man.
Of all the people to run after him, a guy in a gorilla suit.
The only one that cared.
Too precious. Yeah.
That's what I thought was cute. I thought that the gorilla-suited individual comment was hilarious.
When asked for, when reached for questioning, other employees said, fuck him, he's a dick.
So, we got any more lightning round stuff?
Girl drinks herself to death in water poker. This old gag again.
What is that?
A 12-year-old girl died due to brain complications caused by the consumption of too much water in a game of water poker.
Oh,
she played
so.
With classmates.
So this was like hold your pee for a wee.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
The girl had drunk 6 liters of water in the game.
Ooh.
That's a lot for a 12-year-old.
That is a lot.
She was pronounced dead in her home after being declared brain dead in Sweden following the incident. Where was this?
How much did she drink?
6 liters.
Which is roughly?
It's like a gallon and a half. Yeah. Well, two liters.
In a short period of time. You drink that throughout the day, correct?
3.78 liters is a gallon.
So there you go. Gallon and a half.
Wow. So she is dead. Why would anybody do that?
Dumb. And especially a 12-year. I don't see how that she can get it all in there.
Water? Like, what's the
part of some kind of game?
No.
Yeah. So she just kept on losing and she had to, like, take sips of water?
What the fuck, guys? Go drink another water.
Tipping them back.
Kids are stupid.
I mean, at least
and I'm
if
glad
it was,
I never was one.
At least if it was booze, you'd pass out and
that's
puke
true.
It all up, you know? Blah, 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 blah. Man dismembers roommate. A man accused of murdering and dismembering his roommate is currently on trial. Just days ago, the jury heard tapes of the police investigation where an entity speaking through the accused killer provided information pertaining to the investigation.
A lot of big words in there.
It is.
Pertaining entity and what?
Killer.
40-year-old Ernest Allen Hossack.
Ernest Borgnine?
He's dead too, you
he's
know.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Is being tried in the British Columbia Supreme Court for the alleged 2008 murder of his roommate of 1 month, 54-year-old Richard, whatever his name is, an event that led to a gruesome dismemberment which made identifying the body next to impossible.
Wow. That's pretty gruesome.
They met in June 2008. They were moving in the attic. Blah, 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 blah. Later found the man's thumbs, anus, scrotum, and testicles stored in a marshmallow bag.
What?
In the apartment's freezer.
Why does the fact that they could have just said in a bag, but they have to include
a
marshmallow
bag,
and that just puts it over the top.
Jet puffed anus.
Thumbs and anus.
Stay puffed. Stay stuffed anus.
Can you imagine they're discussing this? They have to say this in court.
Yes.
Can you imagine just somebody, ooh, marshmallows. Ooh.
Well, nope. We found his thumbs and anus in a marshmallow bag. In
the individual's thumbs and anus and scrotum.
Break for lunch.
And testicles
were found in a marshmallow bag. Are there any marshmallows left? No. Continue.
Were there a were there accompanying marshmallows in the bag?
Okay.
Were they the small ones or the jumbo size?
Objection!
Mini marshmallows?
Relevance.
Yeah. His skull was found in a marsh off of King George Boulevard.
In a marsh? It sounds like there's a link between
them. Yeah, marshmallow. Yeah, maybe he was like, maybe he was like making clues, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is in a marshmallow bag. Man. Okay, and then I'm interested in this. Okay. I didn't read this whole thing yet. Now it says, as if that wasn't eerie enough, so there's more. Most of the authorities' admissions of fact came from a bizarre 12-hour interview with the man in which an entity calling itself Ernie Gucci Gucci Goo.
What? Gucci Gucci Goo.
Purportedly the spirit of Hot Sex great grandfather.
Hot Sex?
Hosex, sorry. Hot spoke sex. Through the defendant about terraforming the earth, nuclear power, and why he dismembered the man.
What?
He didn't like his roommate messing with his stuff.
Wow.
This guy's just fucked up.
Gucci Gucci. Now, is he Oriental descent?
Gucci Gucci Goo.
Why you know dismember Wu?
The entity apparently is Oriental.
The entity?
The entity. Like, what?
It's like they're talking to like a space alien or something.
He removed the thumbs. He removed the thumbs from the man to prevent him from meddling with his things, and mentioned that he died faster than he ever thought possible.
Wow!
When he saw his grandson snap his head like a twig.
What?
Then he appropriated the soul and scattered it for his grandson. So I guess his great or his grandfather took over his body and then did all this.
What is going on? This doesn't make any sense.
Oh, and then, of course, the writer has to throw in, all my great-grandfather ever did for me was share his Werther's.
Oh, make it about Werther's. You, cocksucker. Mm.
And I'm not funny.
I love Werther's.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Put the Werther's on the tip of the dick.
Damn.
Grandpa.
Anyway.
He fucking put thumbs, an anus, and a scrotum in a marshmallow bag and put it in the freezer.
Where was the rest of them?
So, guys, what's the most obscure thing you've had in your freezer?
Wow.
So, wait.
Some batteries?
You
want to
know
about
an obscure thing in my freezer? A chocolate Elvis vinyl.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Many years ago, somebody in my family got my mother this chocolate Elvis vinyl, and she put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And it's been there ever since.
You drop a needle on this, and it'll play.
I doubt it.
Of course not. It's all frosty.
I was like, eat me.
Well, if it's chocolate, it's not actually vinyl.
I know, but I'm using that as the.
It's
what it's supposed to be.
Is it
representative.
Is it a 45 or a 78?
Oh, it's a small one. 33.
Oh, good lord. You can only get a song or two on that.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Just
it's a single.
Yeah, that's it.
The youngest and largest entrant in the Miss Big Beautiful Women contest.
No. They do that.
This is over in the UK. Mm-hmm. She is 26 stone.
That's a lot.
Which is 364 pounds.
That is a lot.
And it's not that much if you think about it.
Yeah,
well, let's see her picture here.
My goodness. She's about 5 feet tall. God almighty.
Look at those arms.
It looks like
a giant ice cream cone.
I was going to say it looks like a big turkey leg.
Wow.
Why is she smiling?
Because she's proud of it.
She's not happy.
She definitely has 24-inch pythons.
Okay, can we get a zoom in on the group picture of the fat broads?
A group picture.
Oh, my God.
Because there's actually one front and center that...
She's almost remotely doable.
I would. Yeah. Ugh. You think they purposely put her right in?
I think they did. She's like the star of the show.
She's got to be the passable one. Now, the one to the left of her, is that the same chick we were just looking at?
That thing is
enormous.
I'm assuming
this, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Enormous.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Now, is that one in the back, the one that worked at the Chongo Congo restaurant?
Wow.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Wow.
Referring to an African-American woman, that's Steve being very racist.
Well, no, not her. The one to the right of her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that front butt.
Oh, my. Is that Seal?
Big surprise, huh?
Nobody
Seal
tell
left
me
Heidi Klum for that?
Nobody tell me what to do.
This is Kirsty with her male admirer, Alex.
He's the only one that can get it deep enough.
I call her Bursty.
Oh, ew, look at it. Ew, go
on. Oh, my God. Ew. It looks like she's got like a barbecue brush.
Basting her cheeks.
Yes.
Ew, look, she's got like pedal edema, but in her forearm.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just about to point that out.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's like psoriasis or she just can't reach it to clean it.
That's just not. She can't reach her forearm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's her as a baby.
Great.
Aww,
great.
She looks cute there.
Yeah. Cute little baby.
Oh, my God.
Now we're talking.
She's 17.
Sweet cleavage,
no.
Bro. Oh,
God. No.
But I like the. And, I like their.
And it looks like she's laying on a bed or something, but that's actually her gut underneath.
Yeah.
That's just her dress billowing out.
I like to rest my OK magazine on my belly.
I just like to sleep by myself.
I just kind of fall on the floor and then. I'm real comfy. Jesus.
Only three more years before we see the special on her where she had to be cut out of her house.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, man.
26 stone.
She's. I don't know why she's smiling, because she can't be happy.
Whenever I hear somebody weighed in stone, I always think of Giant Haystacks.
Yeah.
Because they always would like bill him like 6 foot 11 and 47 stone or something. It was ridiculous.
She's actually 26 and a half stone, so she's even bigger.
Do we have a bust measurement?
She's like
on
370.
Her?
She's a dress size 32.
And she's a BMI of 68.
Making her morbidly obese. You think?
Oh, my God. Goodness.
The reason why she's smiling is because they told her she doesn't have long to live.
She's like, yes, finally, I'm going to die.
I'm going to win this contest and die.
Well, I think the reason she's smiling is that somebody's willing to fuck her.
Yeah.
She's competing against 300 other large ladies for this big, beautiful woman crown.
Now, where do they have a stage that can hold these pigs?
Damn it, Steve, you're in my fucking head right now.
Really? They just do it on like a cattle farm.
Yeah, they just use earth.
They just graze it. In the pastures of the universe.
It's got to suck to be catering at this thing.
Oh, my God.
What are their demands, you think?
No, they're all like, nope, we got to watch our figure for it, so we're not eating this minute.
I want one whole Papa John's.
Yeah.
Pizza? No, restaurant.
The competition with plus-size women, like, they're not just... They're like plus, plus, plus. Yeah. They're fucking C plus, plus women.
This isn't, I mean, you see pictures of like plus size models that are just a little chunky and they got big boobs and big butts. These are like really, really
now look,
big girls.
They're in the competition for the crown. Is that crown gold wrapped chocolate?
They hope.
That's fucking sick.
How many of them? How many?
They give them like chocolate roses.
Oh.
A sash made of taffy.
How many of them have bit the tiara before and have been very disappointed?
Like they're holding like the chocolate roses and then like they're smiling for pictures and there's like chocolate on the side of their lips.
Oh, there's like a warning on the stage about agreeing to use cookies.
Oh my God.
Well, we've already seen that the one specifically profiled here has had chocolate on her lips.
I may be a big girl, but I've learned to love myself and I want to show other big teenagers they can be beautiful too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know it's time to do something when your fucking arm looks like an ice cream cone.
Big girls, even 26 stone, 360 some odd pounds, girls like me can be pageant princesses as well.
Let's make a comparison. Is that currently in the WWE we have Lord Tensai, and he's 360 pounds, but he's also 6'7".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These girls are like... Small,
probably like 5'5" and under.
Planets.
I'll even go as far as to say 5'8" and under.
So if you want a good fit to scale, just log on to the Ustream and look at Matt.
Pretty close. Look, boom. At 5'3".
Chalk another one up for Steven.
She is 5'3". So that was pretty close.
Oh, God.
I pinned her within 3 inches of her height just by looking at her.
I thought you were going to say you pinned her legs behind her head and went to town.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, you definitely cut off some oxygen.
I started gaining weight from age 6. I mean, everybody does.
Yeah.
You know? I would binge on biscuits and crisps. What are crisps over there?
Chips.
Okay.
A bag of crisps.
Crisps are actually what they call small children.
Wow. The bigger I got, the crueler other kids would be, which made me take comfort food. Take comfort in food. That's it. Sorry. Now, here's the thing. You're getting fatter. People are making fun of you. You're like, I'm just going to get even fatter. I'll show you.
I'm just going to get on the school bus with a Darth Vader helmet.
So so feeding off of Kev's assumption of what crisps are over there for them, which are a bit small babies.
Yeah, honey roasted children.
I would say white babies are probably salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
What baby would be barbecue chips?
Wow. Korean.
I believe they call them Pakis over there.
Pakis, yeah.
Pakistanis.
The Muslim, maybe the Muslim population in the UK, because there are many of them.
Or the group of Polish fellows with turbans on their head at the bus stop. Pakistanis.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Come on.
Stan.
It's an Uncle Eddie joke.
Stan. Miami, Miami.
Dorothy, it came as soon as I could.
I was embarrassed to eat in front of anyone because people would tease me.
No shit.
Stop eating, dummy.
And we're teasing you now for getting in this competition.
Food made me feel safe and loved.
Look, like, how do you... What? She has fat in a headlock.
She does.
She does.
But, like, how does
look at those bingo wings.
God. She's ready to float away.
And she just has, like, bitch tits.
Yeah.
Like, she don't, like, there was one in the back that looked like, you know, she had some serious monsters.
Yeah,
going.
No, this girl's a flatso.
Yeah, she's not winning.
She couldn't even reach her vagina if she wanted to.
No. He looks like he's trying to.
I know.
You know, speaking of obscure fucking weird beauty contests.
That guy's got like 7 foot arms, by the way.
You think he's ever sucked on a roll thinking it was her tit?
Did you hear about the contest they had about 2 weeks ago?
I don't think so.
The Missed Holocaust Survivor Contest?
Yes.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
What the fuck is the point of that?
Which means that the youngest possible one in it could have been like 70. Yeah.
No, not even. No way. That's two.
As infants that survived?
It was just an excuse to parade them around.
Pretty much, yeah.
That was fucking
And then
weird.
Have no shame whatsoever.
Also known as, my skin was not used as a lampshade.
Yeah, wow. My skin was not burned off. Contest.
I'd be fine if they did have a lamp.
Oh, God.
And our third contestant.
It's a lamp.
Oh, my God.
Turn it on.
Oh, God. Look at how it fucking orates.
How it orates. Is that a Hitler reference?
Look at the beautiful complexion behind this 61 lipo.
This is so bad.
Yeah, let's stop.
Let's stop.
I'm so uncomfortable. I'm sweating.
We actually have to go.
Oh, my God.
And that's it.
Thank God. Last year's runner-up, Miss Ashtray.
Yeah.
This is actually dating back to when we used to make fun of Derek.
Why?
Because you're part Jewish. That's why we're okay.
You haven't mentioned that in a long time.
Yeah, that's true. 6.25% Jewish.
Thank you. Thank you.
16th.
My grandfather's great-grandmother?
No, I think
or
it was...
Or grandmother. Grandfather's grandmother.
It's your great-great-grandmother?
I don't remember.
Was great-grandmother.
And yes, I realize that it doesn't actually make me Jewish.
Yes.
Why'd you just kill it? Now I feel bad for the
Unless it comes from your mother's side.
It doesn't make you Jewish.
In order to be
is
Jewish,
your mother's relative?
Your mother has to be
something.
Pure Jew.
But that's only in faith. That's not in the sense of being like of Jewish descent.
Israeli.
Which is different.
Yeah, there's always confusion about that. Yeah. I don't really understand.
I call it
it
denial.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Sir, denial is the river in Egypt.
Well, then if that's the case, I am going to become a Jew. I want to make it in show business.
Really? Well, I want to make it in banking.
And I want to make it in accounting.
The two I want to make it with that fat chick.
The two rude dude burger
well, steens. You wouldn't be Jewish. You'd
the
be,
two Jew dudes.
Yes.
Two Jew dudes.
We're going to the top.
This is it. This is our
judo and jujitsu.
We're punching two the
rude,
ticket.
Two rude Jews.
We're on the way.
Two rude Jews. Come out eating ham.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're so rude.
Well, he's got tattoos, so he's already on the...
I just can't be buried with you.
Right.
I can't be buried.
No.
I'm always over.
Right, yeah.
No tats, Kev?
I always take the fall. No. I've always run into the issue where...
they cost
I've never
money?
Liked anything long enough to want to get it on my body.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did say once that if...
You can always cover it up three times.
Yeah.
True. Right.
That if you did get a tattoo when you were 16, it would have been the Mankind.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
The Mankind logo.
I don't distinctly remember saying it, but it sounds like something I would say.
I remember being like, wow, thank God he didn't do that. Me, the guy with the mosquito playing a bass on his leg.
That's all right.
Anyway, we are the Aristocrats of AristocratsRadio.com. Thank you for listening. CWERadio.com. We are live every Sunday if you want to come and join us. Or not, whatever.
Like our Facebook.
Facebook,
yeah, if you guys
Twitter.
Don't come listen to us, we're just going to make fun of Jews.
Yeah. Just go to aristocratsradio.com. All
Hi,
the links
Brian
are there.
Shapiro.
Facebook, Twitter. If you want to email us, our shows are up on YouTube. You can watch us be idiots.
And if you don't like our Facebook, we're going to make fun of your fat wives in these contests.
Whoa.
Yes. At Corey Havoc on Twitter.
And, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
At UMK Shock.
At Nikki Oceans.
Oh, for sure.
See you next week.
I miss him.